Shakespeare said it. Shakespeare said it best. Life is but a dream. It's pucks. Life is but a dream. Right. It's not real, Bob. None of it's real. You can't make this shit up. Where Maxine Waters gets in front of the Supreme Court bill and says, "To hell with the Supreme Court. We're gonna kill every goddamn one of them. I'm a nigger loving you, and I'll kill your ass. You're not going to run. Bob. When is a sitting representative going to come out and say, fuck the Supreme Court and their ruling rules? It's insane. I mean, it just goes beyond anything you could ever embrace. And you're laughing, but the only reason it's funny is because you're sitting here going, yeah, that is a little strange. That's a little off. Okay. That's a little off. I'll give you that.
Maxine's a follower of Dick Gregory and Mae Brussel, for Frig's sake. That's why she's like that. She thinks she knows who killed Kennedy and all that stuff.
Right. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue that she's front and center telling you how the milk got in the coconut. It'd be all right to believe that. No problem with that. But then she starts making edicts regarding reality that everybody's supposed to follow or not. You see, that's the trouble. If she wasn't on a billboard saying it, nobody would care. But once you get on the billboard, now you become the target. The crosshairs in the Kathy Gifford world of living. Remember with the crosshairs? Who was your Alaska, Sarah Palin? Oh, yeah, it might have been Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
With her crosshairs of what she was going to run, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, when we wake up and see the real Maui, what is the population of this destroyed Maui?
16. There's 16 people there right now.
Wow.
They're like zombies. It's terrible.
Right.
Bob, if you only knew what a terrible... And we don't want to mess this up for you because we don't want you to be... Well, we have to tell you because we don't want you to be stunned or shocked or taken aback. But yeah, you'd run. Hey, City Island would be paradise compared to where you're living right now. Lord God.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Okay, thank you very much. Back to Carol.
Okay.
All righty. Okay.
Thank you for that sidebar there, darling. It was very kind of you.
Yeah, to allow Bob without a big fight, without a war.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of banter is always healthy.
Yeah. So, true or false? Medical experts have evidence that weaponized snake venom is in the COVID vaccines.
True. True.
Okay.
Completely true. Specifically, the Egyptian asp, ASP.
Mm.
Specifically, the Egyptian asp, which is the most deadly of all venoms because they're a very small snake. So they're more potent than a cobra, and they're more virile than, say, a copperhead, and they're more potent than a rattlesnake. Because poison is based on the degree or level of their capacity, meaning the size of the snake makes it more potent. But then the little baby has the same kind of potency, and if they bite you, they don't know how much to pump to kill you. Because the reason a snake has venom is to eradicate the rat or whatever it is they're going to, rabbit or squirrel, whatever they're going to eat, to knock it down so then they can swallow it. So it's almost like an opiate effect. Oh, maybe like fentanyl?
funny.
Almost.
Wow.
Almost.
Anyway,
You have to look at what is a snake's venom for. Snakes didn't wake up with venom for just a good day or to screw up somebody. They had a specific purpose for having a venom. That venom was to anesthetize its working prey. And so your question, go right back to your question, is do they include a working venom's prey into the mRNA vaccine? We say, you see the rub? See, so they're basically matriculating the outside in. They're basically tricking the rat to become anesthetized for the serpent when he presents himself. It's a backward way of saying it, but it's the case. So your point is on point.
So it's for population control, just like everybody's saying?
Agreed. And we don't call it population control, we call it the sorting.
Okay.
We call it the sorting. Come on, get right or get out. You know, get right or get left. That's it's the point, and that's why we giggle. And that's where Scott was all Scott Pinto and bullshit. He was saying, "Ion's trying to kill the world." No, the world's going to kill itself. We're just witnessing it. We're waiting
Scott,
on the
do you
sorting.
Have anything to ask about that? I don't know if you want to go into the depopulation or anything.
No.
Well, it's going to happen. They don't have to go into it. So it's going to happen, so it don't matter.
Okay, Ion, are the Pentagon aliens the one who made the vaccine that are killing off humans and don't care?
We can't say that.
Reduction? We wouldn't say it publicly, but is that a fact?
No, they're not going to say it now because they're listening right now. You have people listening right now. We're not going to say it right now either. Calm down. They hear things. There's rumblings. There's this whole world that is settling into the Neo world. You remember Neo from the... What was the stupid movie? Neo.
Matrix.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even want to say it, so that's good for you that you remember that level that they're encroaching always. And so you're right. We agree. We're going to respond in kind always, every single time without better exception. But the things that are going to get you hot, and you already goddamn are, we're going to let lay. So this is one of those that are going to be let lay for the moment.
Right. Are the Pentagon aliens, are they the ones listening?
No, but minions, but minions around them would. They're waiting on a high point. No, Bob, all they're trying to do, they're trying to sink it up. There's a race to the bottom. They don't want you to win. They want the tech body to win. They want this to get fucked up. They would much rather deal with a goddamn Elon Musk alien robot, robotoid bullshit thing. Fuck these humans. They're all ridiculous. They eat bad things. They suck ugly, dirty dicks. They do bad stuff. Why would you engage this? Why would you have them around? They're disgusting. They're vulgar, Bob. They're disgusting. Why would you have them around?
Okay, moving on.
They'd much rather have a clean robotoid that they can direct to say, bring me some tea.
Are you talking about the aliens? Or the angels?
What's the difference? No. There is a difference, but we're saying you won't know the difference. That's the point. There is a difference, but you wouldn't recognize the difference if we told you, because an alien and an angel are both an alien by your working definition. That's our point.
Right. And we're talking about depending on aliens, because the new aliens coming, they're not my enemy at this point. They want to work out a deal or something. You know, it's the old aliens that are a problem.
They're not really fond of you, Bob. Just saying.
The new aliens don't like me.
Since the little Andrew kerfuffle thing, Andrew kerfuffle. They're not real fond of you either, Bob. You've kind of undone. Andrew Crystal, you kind of pissed off everybody at this point, Bob. It's all good. We like it, though. We like it because at least you stand up. And then if they got you in an argument, you'd say, wait a second, I don't even like me. I'm not surprised that you don't like me. I don't like me either. I'm not very fond of me either. Really, really, maybe. So Karen likes me okay till she doesn't, but pass that sidebar. No.
Okay, back to Caroline.
Yeah, but Caroline.
There's too many.
Why
lions.
Andrew Crystal? Is it because he's from New Zealand?
Stop. No, listen. Do you remember all the words we said about string theory? We said a million words about string theory. Okay, take string theory in a loom and have all the lines going up and down from top to bottom. Now, Caroline had the shuttle that would run it through. Then you pull it up and you'd make cloth, that cross weave. Okay, those strings and what you call string theory, if every one of those strings was a different universe, a different dynasty, a different world, this would make perfect logical sense. They're all battling for the same position that you're procuring. They're all those worlds are battling for your condition. That's the thing. That's what we, oh, did we mention? Hey, Carolyn, we never said that before. We never said that before. So that's
they're,
a little,
they're
that's
battling
a little
to be
mark.
In my position. What is my position? Control
every world. Every world want no, no. Every world wants you to bring them home, and you're not going to bring them all home. You're going to bring the one you bring home home. No more. You're not going to bring them all. You're not bringing all the worlds to Andromeda. You're going to bring one. Now, will that include Sue Bone? We hope so, but not written. No, who cares? If it is, it is. It ain't. Is it going to involve Califia or Rejoice? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. There's like tiered strata and strata. I guess it would be strata for plural for stratus. There's levels and degree that you can pluck and pull that you're going to represent. You're not representing all of them, Bob. You never said you were. If you look real close, you never signed up to exactly which parts of the Church of the Subgenius you represented. You just said, I'm the Church of the Subgenius.
Right.
And those that are. And those that ain't, well, if you don't expect, I'm not responsible for your goddamn virgins. It's not my responsibility.
Okay, but you're talking about humans. Are there aliens that want to go to Andromeda?
Everybody does. That's why they're trying to catch a ride. That's why they're going to be,
okay.
If you're successful, below the 33rd parallel in the Yarmulke continent. And they're happy to ride. They're going to eat spam. Ooh, sorry about that, Carolyn. Sorry, darling.
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing below the 33rd? Is that where they're forced to hang out while we travel to Andromeda?
That's right. That's right. And they're welcome. And they're welcome because that's what you're going to negotiate. You, Bob, are going to negotiate that. And when you do, then they're going to be happy to yield there. They're going to have all the spam. We got 2/3 of the planet to grind up into spam. They're going to eat hound hog. They'll be happy as pigs and shit. It'll be great. No problem. plus her children, those children, plus their children in Australia. Skip. Poor Skip's children. Sorry about that.
Are going to be eaten.
Well, you need to get to the 33rd parallel. They need
to
get to the 33rd parallel. They need to get to the 33rd parallel. There won't be any reason for them to live.
Hey, JW, or Ian, will I be briefed on how to talk and negotiate before I meet with the aliens?
Have you ever heard of James Joyce?
Yeah.
You have? What do you know about James Joyce, Bob?
Alcoholic, but actually a coke user.
He's an absent sucker, that's it. Okay, well then embrace that, Bob. Just embrace that. You'll do great. No, play with the level of Finneganese. You can read a sentence in the wake and it make perfect probable logical sense. No one else can do that. People have been doing it for 100 years, and they can't make sense out of it. You just do it like it's normal. Well, of course that's normal. See? That's,
okay.
And you're asking us, how will you communicate with something you can't communicate with? Okay, Bob, how do you communicate Finnegan's Wake when no one else knows what the hell you're talking about? Same thing. Same way.
Okay,
same strategy.
Wake going into the meeting.
No, all you need to know is you need to relax the syllables, which is what you do. You can ask Laura Ingraham. Ask Laura Ingraham what she thinks about it, and then you'll know. Same thing. Just relax your syllables, and then what happens is you're able to be communicative.
Yeah.
Because they're not embraced with what you say. They're embraced with how you say it. They know what you're going to say. They know what you want. They know what they're trying to negotiate. They're just trying to see if they can convince you if that's okay. And you're trying to convince them that that is the only thing you're going to take. If that's not good, to hell with them. I'm going in. Hey, I don't need Andromeda. I'm going home. I don't need y'all. Alpha Centauri works for me. Fuck y'all. I'm good. Love you. Bye. See you. Oh, can I make a list for Carolyn? No, don't you worry. We got Carolyn. We got Carolyn, Bob. If you blow it and you go to Alpha Centauri, don't worry. We got Carolyn. We got Carolyn. You don't, but we got Carolyn. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. So the point then becomes, this is a navigation of a do you know what a spur is, Bob? A spur? Like on a cowboy's boot? Okay, a spur on a cowboy's boot. They put a spur on their boot. And it's a round little barb so they can kick their horse to get the horse's attention. It's called a spurs, plural, because you have one on each boot. And that's what you use to kick the animal to get its attention to do whatever it is you want it to do, like giddy up or let's go or come on. And then you spur them to give them an integral point of order that you're in charge. Pay attention to that.
Spur. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
You can look that up.
How does hydrogen water compare to living water and compare to RNA drops?
Okay, living water does not compare to hydrogen water because they're adding the hydrogen into the base. They're basically making it a more alkaline water base to secure the hydrogen base. All right, the RNA drops, you should have that already. If he's not checking the pH every single batch, then you got the wrong people. Eduardo needs to get fired. We need to get somebody else to make the drops. So we need to, they should be testing that every single batch. For Pete's sake, because when that pH isn't hit right, then they shouldn't cure it, because it won't cure. That's the rub.
Right.
I just told you something there. I just told you something there. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. So you check the pH to see where you are, and if you're cusping on the acid side, that's closer to a negative pH. Do you agree?
Uh huh. I agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So now, then at some level, you could almost punch it to say this is why is it that no one speaks about a super acid? They talk about types of acids. They talk about the amount of acid it takes to evaporate a body in the garage or library. So, but they don't talk about super acids, right? Why is there no super acid? Or why don't they have a super alkaline? They don't have that. It's acid or alkaline. They don't have anything beyond that. There's no gauge beyond that. So
A range.
Acid but that range doesn't.
Are a
that,
range.
But those ranges don't go beyond 1 in 10, and they do.
Right.
So it's a limited range. All right. So RNA drops and living water both have a super capacity of hydrogen, to say it like that. And so when you gauge it and it doesn't come up in the litmus run, it comes outside that it's nothing, when it tests of nothing, have you ever had a litmus test that came back as nothing?
No.
Well, when you do, when you get it right, it will. It will come back as no, neither. And the neither is a negative. Neither is a negative. It's not pH or alkaline, then it's a negative pH. We never said that before either. We never said that either. And your regular, stupid, fucked up litmus, which we don't even believe in, will prove your point. So it's a great question. It's on point, and it's for right now. Because how you've been doing this for 11 and a half years, and now you ask the question. There's a good one right there. So that's good for you. Good for you, Mildred. You're doing good. You're doing better than you have.
Carol,
so that's good.
What's the wow?
Hey, Pappy.
What's the wow?
Thanks, Pappy.
What's the wow?
When your litmus shows nothing, it doesn't budge in its color spectrum, then you've got negative pH if you're testing living water or RNA drops.
What?
You said to a couple of times, for me to look at the second and third parts of the symbol chart, and I have it in front of me, and you said, heroin. Look at the second and third parts of your symbol chart. If you have enough negative places to put the negative electrons, and then you said something about C-122. So I'm looking at the second is the ladder, and the third is the diamond, yin-yang diamond in a square. So tell me more about having enough negative places to put the negative electrons. I mean, it sounds like we're still talking about the carbons here. And you're applying it to this symbol chart.
Yeah. Yeah, we could spend about an hour talking about that. We just drop it in your box. Makes it easier.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'll see it and then be more specific on the question.
So A2 minus B2 equals at 100 over B2. You know.
Like that.
Just like that. Now, it's in your box. You can look at it, and then you go, oh, okay. Then you can calculate. Then you can run trends. Yeah, then you can run the trends. Uh-huh. You're asking from a perspective. Now, wait now. You're asking from the perspective of how it affects within the world you embrace. That has to do with the world of the tech body. Because if the tech body won't embrace it, you can't know it. Why? Right? So, now you got to look at it from that side. So now you use that to calculate your trends. And once you're able to do that, then you can navigate your chromatic response. We got you. We'll help, too, when it comes along. We'll see.
Okay.
We didn't say, notice we didn't say monochromatic. We said chromatic. There's a difference. So don't confuse that. Bert would ask that, but there's no reason to confuse it. It's chromatic, not monochromatic.
So in this regard, what does the symbol chart, what does it refer to?
The capacity of the dulcimer effect. The capacity of the dulcimer effect. Do you remember that?
Not really. So a dulcimer is a musical instrument. So we've got a visual symbol chart, and now you're talking about a musical instrument with a sounding board or box, trapezoid in shape, or which strings are struck. So are the strings part of the string theory you're talking about in some way?
No. This is the hammer dulcimer. The hammer is the point you're trying to get of how it's struck, which sets tone. See, that's how you. That's the amplitude. Remember, we've done a lot of this work now, detailed about it, but now this is laying it into, so somebody's got a lap harp, a dulcimer, and they have a hammer striking the different chords, strings, that give a vibrational frequency or repose. Now, we always lean that toward the pentatonic scale, just because that's the only one that applies. We're not talking about E flat, typically, but we can if you want to, but that's not the point. You're trying to figure out the details regarding a hammered dulcimer. Dulcimer.
Dulcimer.
It's like a, well, now, Carolyn, when you dig into it, you're going to say, oh, you mean like a mandolin. We'd say, yeah, but it's not quite the same. It's an mandolin would be the example, not what's really going on. It's an example. So that's good. It'll help you. Because this applies right back to what you're trying to do with your new, what do you call that scale? What do you call that thing? The periodic, periodic table. That periodic table thing, it applies. All right, we'll give you one more example. Okay, a dowser. You believe in dowsers, do you not?
Yeah.
Okay. So you believe in a dowser where you take the two welding rods and you bend them and you put in one in each hand and you're walking across, you're trying to find water or water lines or those kind of things. It'll find it. It'll follow you. That's a marvelous position of a example of vibrational convergence in the form of a dulcimer. Same thing. And so now you go, oh, that's what Joe Dunn Sloan was talking about when he's talking about the harmonic convergence and making the whatever that muddy green ice he was trying to make or cement he was trying to make, that diesel kind of thing, like that.
Are you saying that the dulcimer conforms to the person's frequency?
Of course. Has to. Otherwise, it won't respond. Because some people don't believe in it because they don't have the frequency, so it doesn't work for them. So why would they believe something that doesn't work for them? You do because you've seen it work. You've seen that frequency. You know it to be the case. And you don't push against anything that's appropriate, you see. That's because you have an open mind. It's the same reason that you're a doctor who won't prescribe medicine that you're not willing to take, which is a little backward as far as doctoring goes. You agree?
Yeah, that's fun. Okay. So the symbols, you vibrate with the symbols like a dulcimer.
Yeah. Now, if you really want to hone it, yes. And if you really want to hone it down, okay. Well, you could, if you wanted to, you'd go to an Appalachian dulcimer. That's where the body extends. That's where the body extends into the diatonic condition. But we didn't want to talk shit. We didn't want to talk shit. We were trying to give you some information.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's still, I used to run the symbols, but I haven't done that in a while. You know, just run them in my head. Should I go back to doing that?
Whatever you want to do, honey. You're doing good. We're not mad. We're not mad because what's happening is it's starting to become real for you. Maybe for the very first time, it's becoming real for you. What that means is that you're starting to be able to embrace it, which means that it's starting to have a powerful effect or affect in your reality, that you can adjust yourself based on what you now know, based on a practical application of your quote-unquote reality. Maybe surreality, we can't tell the difference, and you don't care either. You're like, I'm going with it. It's all good. I know what I know, and you're not going to convince me otherwise until you do convince me. If you want to convince me, then go ahead and show me. But then you're going to have to show me. You're not going to just talk some shit and think I'm supposed to know something. I'm not here for you to tell me something. You need to show me. So that's all good.
Right. Yeah, awesome. Okay.
You don't question the interaction of an angel in your repose because you know first damn hand exactly how that applies. And there ain't no demon or angel that could convince you otherwise. You know what you know. Now, there may be new dynamics that are embraced as you engage and increase your potency. Ooh, there's a word you didn't heard often. Your potency. That's why you are able to pet the rattlesnakes, but we don't suggest that you do that. It typically is a bad idea. But once you're in your place of power, you most certainly have the capacity to pet the rattlesnakes without travail. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Next question. Thank you for that. When you talk about polymerase, are you focusing on DNA polymerase?
Mostly, yes. Not always.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always the chain reaction. It's always the chain reaction. The PCR.
So,
if that applies to DNA exclusively, then we say okay. But you, as you well know, it does not.
Yeah, it can be an RNA or DNA. Yeah, just for
correct.
I don't know if Bob's going to play this, but for Bob's education. A DNA polymerase is a family of enzymes that catalyze the synthesis of DNA from nucleoside triphosphate. And guess what the biggest nucleoside triphosphate is? ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is what is created when you have eight steps in the Krebs cycle to create ATP. Six of them require magnesium. So there's our magnesium right in the midst of it all.
Yeah. And your DNTPS and your DNTPS, the deoxynucleotriphosphates. Don't forget those.
The diones, yeah. I've got that somewhere. And what's interesting is these enzymes are essential for DNA replication, et cetera, et cetera. And then AZT, this is where the whole polymerase thing started coming in my world, because AZT, the AIDS drug, horrible poison.
Yeah, the original poison, yeah.
Yeah, it can be incorporated into DNA similar to, just incorporated. It can replace one of the, adenine, cytosine, guanine, thymine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it killed people. They thought they were putting it in there to kill the virus, but it killed people. So
yeah, it's self-annealing. So you hit the plateau.
Did they know that? Bob's yelling, did they know that? Yeah, they knew it. But it was just like with all it's like with all chemotherapy, they thought maybe they'd kill the virus before they killed the patient.
Yeah. And then, No, that's not the way they said it. They said, if you can live through this part, cancer's a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
If you can survive this, you win. If you can't, we did the best we could.
And what's interesting, too, is that AZT partially blocks the activity of human polymerase enzymes, including mitochondrial DNA polymerase. So it went right into the mitochondria. So, when you talk
the endonuclease as well, the tag DNA polymerase.
So when you talk about polymerase, that's like the whole history of polymerase that you are incorporating into that word, correct?
Yeah, applied biosystems.
Yeah. So that was fun.
And so now what happens is that you start moving toward this condition, and now they found a way let's just do it from how it interacts with fluorescent dyes. Same thing. That's you're monitoring the degradation of that particular TAC DNA polymerase. Same thing.
Mm.
So that's how they gauge it. So then you become, after a little while, if it's successful, then you become, when you don't show, you show your CD4 gets so good that you're not viral, you have no load, you have zero load, you're down to a no fungal load, and you can't pass on HIV, whatever, HIV, AIDS, whatever you call it anything you want to. But then it moves past the threshold into the exponential phase. And see, in the baseline, you got to run from your plateau down to no template. So your CT lays it into the PCR from an essential component of producing accurate and reproducible data. So the threshold of an arbitrary level of fluorescence allows you to gauge your baseline to see what condition your basic condition is in. So the word, just get those words. Those are just a bunch of words, but you'll lay them out and go, oh, and in a little bit you're going to go, oh, shit. That was pretty good. And it's going to lay back into genome mapping and the variation analysis. Because mm-hmm. what you're trying to brace right here, right now, on the part of ascension, you're talking about something called gene silencing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hybridize the mRNA. That's what Fauci thinks he's already done. That's what Fauci thinks he's already done. But he's a little too clever by half, isn't he?
Huh.
We better send you. We better send you that. We better send you that so you don't get sideways.
Hybridizing the mRNA, Bob. Can you believe it?
That whole last 2 minutes of talk was all garbledygook for you. You have to go back and find out what it meant, right?
I don't need to know it.
She's got it in her inbox.
Yeah, Ion sent me stuff. But yeah, that's the research where they're going with AIDS. And yeah, Fauci was an AIDS guy, so he's mm-hmm. always been working
that. He
caused
it. Yeah. He caused it.
He caused it. Next question.
He caused the AIDS crisis, is what Ion means, Carolyn? No.
He funded it.
That was the beginning of the Global 2000, right?
Yeah,
you know,
that's the siRNA, Bob. That's what nobody talks about, even Dr. Dean.
Next question. And tell me when you're ready to
get that. You did get that siRNA, right?
Yeah, I got it down.
Good. Handy. In a hard night's work. In a hard day's night. You'll see.
Okay. Somewhere along here, May 17, 2022, you said nuclear bases won't apply.
Correct. They really don't now. Because if you go to a Morpholius, then you're going to have a different conversation. But go ahead. We'll go with it.
No, okay, I won't even ask what Morpholius is, but nuclear bases are nice.
Morpholius. You know. Raise it out for you. Oh, well, there you got something else. You got lots of stuff in your box then, don't you?
Is it
As well. When the protein translation is blocked, then you got to work with it. So you're breaking the caps. This is the caps. Now wait. Go back to CERN, but that's the July the 5th that Bob's going to talk about. He better talk about it. That's probably the most important thing to talk about. But no, this goes back to your. What's that crazy thing you and Nancy did? Go back to that.
Mir.
Apply what you know about mir into a proton protein translation being blocked. And that'll help you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. But
you went a little further than you thought you was going to go, didn't you, dearie?
Always.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what I was getting at, though, is there are no mm-hmm. nitrogen bases, but is that going to, nuclear bases won't apply because we're not so interested in nitrogen now.
Okay.
It's what I thought.
Now you're talking about radiation hybrid or RH, and you're trying to map those. And the sequencing, mm-hmm. it's called radiation hybrid, RH. That's how you're going to map it. And then genome mapping. And what? Very soon you're going to find the region of the chromosomes and determine the location of the relative distances between genes on the chromosome, which is when the chromosome 14 is in effect, you're going to notice that difference. This is how you're going to do it. And you can take very simple and go to the NCBI map viewer and lay it out. Mm-hmm. Cytogenic maps. Chromosomal and cytogenic maps. Which is what you were perfecting with MIR, really. Because you were looking at the broad spectrum, bringing it down to the reality. forget all that other conversation. If I can eliminate the polymerase from cutting off the cell that allows the HIV to be profound in the cell, if I can eliminate that, it won't replicate. We win. Mm-hmm. We're done. Call it a day. It's become syphilis. Mm-hmm. You need a shot in the butt, and you're good.
What was the other term? Homosomal mob maps, or you said some other words? Radiation hybrid or homosomal maps?
Oh, no, cytogenic. Cytogenic maps.
Psychogenic, yeah.
Cytogenic
what?
Maps.
Right.
Chromosomal or cytogenic maps.
Is this all within the category of polymerase talk, Carolyn?
Mostly, except for the downloading of the genome mapping. It lays out how the chromosomes are differentiated between little man and ascended. Now, Carolyn knows that chromosome difference as with HIV or a viral load. And once you can still have the virus and have a zero or non-detectable load, means that you have it, but it doesn't matter. So that's a fake version of being well, or a little man's version of ascending. It all rides over. It's the resequencing.
All right. Cool.
Karen, what was that word? Psychogenic? Homosomal map or psychogenic? What was the word, Karen?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen.
Psychogenic?
What he's trying to get to, Karen, real-time quantitative reverse transcription is what he's trying to say. PCR tech. That's what he's trying to morph into.
Yeah, but what was the word that you said? Psychogenic?
Yes, Bob.
Okay, next question.
C-Y-T-O-G-E-N-E-T-I-C, nothing. Or chromosomal maps. Either one.
On Tim, mute Bob. On Timcast with Tim. On Timcast with Tim Pool, one of his geeks, one of his sidekicks, was talking about heavily promoting the graphene industry. They didn't seem to be talking about it as it's in the jab, but they said that along with boron, it could be used with boron or alone, it'd be used for touchscreen wallpaper, touchscreen clothing, wiring, etc., etc. Are they sneaking up on?
We talked about boron. You know that, right?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So are they sneaking up on Glastic?
No, they've been listening to informationfarm.blogspot.com. They've been listening to the Dobstown USA, and they borrow from it. Because, see, that's what's happening now. Now they're revamping everything, and they come back and they say, well, Bob was right. Then before they said, Bob's an idiot. And Bob is ridiculous. Bob doesn't know Marshall McLuhan. Bob doesn't know anything. Bob doesn't know the Church of Genius. J.R. Bob Dobbs doesn't know anything. La, 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 la. Now all of a sudden they go, well, Bob, well, we heard this straight from Bob, so we don't know. We don't know. But we heard it from Bob, so let's just go with it and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So is there a graphene industry that's coming along?
Yes. Bob owns about 45% of it right now. Don't tell him. For God's sakes, don't tell him. He's already got the big head and the big bush to match. He's got the big head and the big bush to match. The last thing you can do is say any more. It'd be no good.
What is that, Kim? What do I own?
The graphene industry.
Yeah. You gotta have it. You gotta have it. You know why? Because of the chert. Remember chert and the kaolin? Remember chert and kaolin,
yeah.
Carolyn? You're very fond of those. So it applies to that. Mm-hmm.
What's a chert?
There's a run. Chert. C-H-E-R-T. Chert. The mineral. Chert.
Like mud, clay that we use for making the agalocs.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
it's
what does
sedimentary rock?
Graphene, what does graphene have to do with chert? Is it within chert?
No. It's a form of a cryptocrystalline quartz from silicon dioxide.
Yeah. Is it part of the new cloud?
Might be a stabilizer, or no, that's not the right word. It's what you call as a buffer. It's a buffer.
Wow.
Buffer. That's the right word, buffer. And you can apply that in a little bit, but it's a buffer.
Right. But, I mean, graphene has such negative connotations with the jab, correct?
Oh, well, everything does. Honey, yeah, it's always so. Everything's good till it ain't. Oxygen, you got to have oxygen till it oxidizes you and kills you, damn ass. And then it's like, uh-oh, not so good. Put somebody on 20 liters of oxygen, leave them for about a week and see what happens when you take it off. Don't, they're gone. They starve to death. So, no difference. So the poison is the cure, and the cure is the poison. Okay.
Yeah.
No, we don't worry about connotations from that aspect or ratio. What we care about is how you take the microcrystalline objective position regarding chromosome 14 to change your biological origin to God. It's a diagenetic replacement formula. So you become hard as petrified wood. Isn't that nice?
Do we want to become as hard as petrified wood? Ion?
You got to say the words a different way, darling, because we can't answer that way. Well, we could, but it would be wrong. And then Bob would be all weird, and then Bird would have a little gizgasm, and then Dave would get upset and start screaming at Allison, you know how funny she is. So ask in a different way, please.
So this microcrystalline position, is it enhanced by graphene?
Yes, and silicon dioxide, SiO2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we should embrace it.
You're trying to find an inorganic reference to an organic chemical precipitate. Right? You're supposed to say right with the up talk. We love the up talk.
No.
No, that's new. No, I like that.
Okay. So the microcrystalline position is enhanced by graphene and silicon dioxide, for what purpose?
Extension.
Yeah. And basically, as you've said before, the toughening of our skin and body is for us to be able to bear the new environment, correct?
Blockchain exodermic reactive factors. Blockchain exodermic fortification. Maybe that's a better way to say it.
And why do you say blockchain in that phrase?
Because that's the only way that your dermis will endure it. It's built on itself. Every cell has to be linked to another cell. Everyone has to be reported. Because otherwise you get some, neoblastoma? It turns into a skin cancer. And then it concentrates, and then the body starts fighting, and then it turns into a neoblastoma. And that's no good. Like a sun skin cancer thingy thing. But if the whole body responds to say, oh, this is normal, that's the same thing with arthritis when the immune system starts attacking the joints, the healthy joints in the human genome structure. It's fighting it because you feel too good. So that's when you get that awful inflammation of the fight within the fight. We're trying to keep the body from fighting against ascension. So what you have to do is you have to trick it all into the same position so it all occurs relatively simultaneously. But notice the trick now. It's going to start in the cuticles. And we're going to use you as an example. You know you have great cuticles, but they grow really crazy.
Well, they're all
they?
Ripping. No, they're ripping. I'm
right. That's
ripping
exactly
my
right.
Cuticles.
Right. That's exactly right. Because the body is saying, this can't be possible. This can't be possible. No, 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 no. And it's like JWs, they'll peel to your elbow if you don't stay right on top of them. They literally will, cuticles will peel to the elbow, which is not so pleasant. But, and there ain't enough grease. And he's in the grease now. He's in the rebomb. He's doing the right thing the way he's supposed to do the thing. And it still breaks loose.
Yeah. I'm snipping off a cuticle right this second.
Yes, man, we know.
Yeah,
we know.
There
That's
it goes.
An example. That's the example. You just keep it down. Now, here's the trick. Now, another thing that will help you with that is when they get really bad, don't clip them. Use a really fine file, like a micro-abrasion file, and file it, and then it won't split so quickly because you're smoothing it down. But you're still going to produce these cuticles. That's the body trying to build your endothermic new exoskeleton. You're going to do that, and your skin's going to become your skin's going to become durable, almost a reptilian. It's going to become softer, and that's what you know because you're already smooth. You're already slick as owl shit anyway. You're pretty smooth, honey. We got that, but your skin is thickening, but you're very smooth. And if you notice, you always do your exfoliation, and we love all that, la, 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 la. But if you find out after a little while, you don't really drop that much stuff off lately. You don't, you're not like molting. You're not like scaly. And that's amazing because now what's happening is your body's embracing it. Now, Bob is, he needs some salt scrub. Bob, you need to scrub him down real good. He's a little filthy. We can get some Brillo pads to Bob and clean him up a little bit. But minus that, he's pretty good. He's pretty rugged around the ears. But, you know, Bob, what you going to do?
Carol, I'm just looking at my thumbnails. They're actually healing. They're not just split.
Yeah.
After 12 years or something.
You've been fucking with them kitty cats out in the yard, Bob. I guess so. Fifth gate's good for you, huh?
No, but wait a minute. Is that why I was splitting? Because I was ascending?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in the condition that was ascending. You're not ascending. You butt fucker, you're not going to ascend. You're not going to make it. You're never going to make it. What are you talking about, Bob? That's ridiculous. Why would you ascend? Why would the dark soul need to ascend? Why was the point of the dark soul ascending? That's crazy. I'm gonna love Jesus. I'm gonna love Jesus. I'm gonna be the devil. I'm gonna embrace Satan. I'm already bigger than Satan. And then I'm gonna undo God. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Fuck God. Bob's the one that's got the little sign on the side of the road saying, "Fuck God. Fuck God. I've had all of God. I was goddamn God. I'm done with God. Satan is the way to go, and I beat Satan. So I'm bigger than Jesus." That's what they told you. I'm bigger than Jesus. I'm going to be bigger than Jesus, Carol, and I'm going to be bigger than Jesus. I stand the very idea. Carolyn, he's lost his mind. Give him some. Get your minerals. Get your goddamn minerals. You ain't took your minerals, and you're fucked up. Get them minerals right now. Go do. You know you're late. Go get them. Here it is, level 30, and you hadn't took your minerals. Get yourself together.
I own all the descending pathways. I own all the descending routes. Why would I go to the ascending?
Sasha and Spencer will be on your team, that's for sure. Sasha and Spencer. And we'll have Matthew, David, or Tato give the eulogy. It'll be great, Bob. You're going to love it. It's going to be great, Bob. It's going to be a good time had by all. He's ready.
Am I ready? Yeah, ready. I thought that that was the most astounding session you've had. 90%, you don't even know what he's talking about, right? There was a lot of new stuff on there, wasn't there, Carol?
That was good.
Did I hear that right?
A lot of new stuff. Yep.
And she's going to piece it back together. And if you don't, you may play it. It doesn't matter to us. But if you don't play it, share it with Bert so he can sieve it. Bert will sieve it. What that means is he will sieve
it. Why can we play that? They're already hearing it anyways. But I don't know if the
we don't care.
Are.
We don't care.
But
if
that whole section, like the last half hour, play that? That would be awesome. I mean, that would show Carolyn what she talks about.
Yes.
Right?
They'll give them a taste. They'll give them a taste of the goddamn shit they should be asking about. They won't know about their ovums. They won't know about their toenails and their how Todd's feeling today after a little twist that we had and how what Dave had for supper last night, you know. Those kind of things, and how many angel babies we're gonna have to raise in testate? Yeah, that'd be fun. Or what? Or as Madeline would say, Maggie would say, what did QAnon really mean when he wasn't speaking? And what did QAnon say when he wasn't saying anything? Ion, that's what we really need to know. So yeah, that's fun. So all right, yeah, that's all right. Let's get to work, Bob. We got things to do.
Yeah. Oh, so. So kind of like both the
thank
last
you.
Half hour.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, darling. It's
thank
a happy
you.
Day. We
yeah.
adore we adore playing with you because you're stridently sincere. You're stridently sincere. This means something. You're not doing this for shits and giggles. You're doing it for a specific purpose, and you use it appropriately, and it's very wonderful. And therefore, you get more and more and more and more and more.
I know. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
It's very
okay,
yummy.
Bob,
very
to,
yummy.
Very yummy. Over to Bob. Thank you.
So Carolyn, indicate where that whole new stuff began. You know, half an hour ago or something. You tell me later so I'll know what to excerpt. But most of everything that he said of the new stuff, half an hour or something, we could play. That'd be fun to play that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How to identify a good Baba Ganoush. It was how to identify a good Baba Ganoush, Bob. That's what it was all about, Baba Ganoush.
What's a Baba Ganoush?
You can look it up. You know everything. Eggplant food. Eggplant food. Eggplant food. And pat in the pot. And pat in the pot. You got to get some of that. You got to get some pat in the pot, Carolyn. It's good for you.
Right. Okay, so I don't know anything about that food. Why did he bring up that food, John? Is it just joking?
No, we were making the point of what we were talking about. You know, it's like Eve Sinclair. We've only been talking about Eve Sinclair, Bob. That's all we've been talking about. And Lily Carlisle.
Okay.
That's all we've been talking about.
Lily Carlisle and Eve Sinclair. Who are they, Carol?
An actress.
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Back when you were a girl.
Back
when you were a little girl, Bob. You remember.
What did Carolyn do with the third Jesus? I think you said she was around the guy
she
crucified.
Consumed him.
What was
she
doing?
Consumed him. She consumed him like a new moon.
You mean she was one of the Mary Magdalene prostitutes?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. Carolyn is a lot of things, but she's not a whore. She's not a whore, Bob. She's a lot of things, but she's not a whore. And we're the only one that can call her a little girl. You can't even do that or she'll beat you to death. We're the only one that can get away with it, and we don't even do it. We don't even do that.
Well, why did she consume the third Jesus?
Because he was tried and found wanting. He tunk a low pison, Bob. He wasn't, wasn't up to snuff.
So she crucified him. She organized the crucifixion
of him? No, she just consumed him. No, she just ate him. She just ate him. He was
like an
protein.
Alien.
Okay.
Like the aliens are going to do.
Okay. It was like treat meat. Not spam, but treat meat. Mm-hmm.
Was she, is anybody delicious. In the Bible, any name in the Bible referred to her? Around
Ruth.
Ruth, I think she has the book
the
of
judge.
Ruth, isn't
it? The judge, yeah.
Judge.
The judge. She's the judge.
So she's been Ruth through a lot of timelessness?
So far.
Right. And what was I around the time of Jesus? An unnamed guy?
Mean as hell. You're mean as hell, obstinate. You're a publican. You were a publican laid out with the sots, trying to make hay with all the wrong people, hanging out with the Bob Carrs and the only ridiculous Dave Worsters and all the inappropriate thoughts that were running around doing the LSD and the LCU and the ICDs and all those nasty vulgar things. You know what y'all, you know those things y'all
do. You said
do.
Stocks. You called them the stocks. What's that mean?
Sots. The ones who take too much
S-O-T.
Strong. Too many take, right. take too much strong drink. A sot.
What name was I in the Bible? No, it was Openel. Isn't it obviously Openel, or is there another cover? Is there another cover on it?
We were gonna call you. We were gonna call you Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a whole book.
Because you certainly were ecclesiastical. You certainly were ecclesiastical. So.
Well, what happened in Ecclesiastes? What does
no,
that mean? What did
were,
I do?
You
what
were
did...
you were oh, for the whole bad. We were being cheeky. You can look up Ecclesiastes
yeah.
and see what it means. It'll be very funny when you apply it. So that's good. And
well,
and Allie's looking it up right now. Allie's looking it up right now, Bob. She's trying to look it up and see what Ecclesiastes means. It's great fun.
What do you mean, Allie? You mean David Allie? Allison?
Yeah, Allison. No. Alyssa. We call her Allie. Alyssa.
Yeah. Is she listening? How does she, why is she looking
she
up?
She will when she hears it. When she will, when she hears this.
Not going to hear
you're
this.
Play
nobody's
it.
Hearing this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, you got to play it. Fuck, you got to play it. Are you nuts? What the hell are you doing this
yeah.
for? This ain't for your
I'm
health.
Nuts.
This ain't for your health. Your ass hurts. You don't need to be doing this for your health. You need to get something to play. Come on now.
Which, what is Ecclesiastical? Can I look it up? Is Ecclesiastical disaster chapter? Disaster or good time news? Or where is Ecclesiastical, Carol?
Good time news.
Everybody will
send.
Party time. The party time.
Mm-hmm. Lord, chocolate Snicker bars. Snicker means Snicker bars, Bob. Snicker bars. Go back to Snicker
okay,
bars.
I get a lot
good.
Of stuff here. So
what, Snicker bars.
Before Ruth, was Carolyn around before Ruth? Was she another person?
No, that was
a
it.
Different name. That was it.
That was it.
Okay. Was Ruth in the garden near the Garden of Eden? Like just outside?
Just after it. Just after it.
Right.
There was
okay.
no need for that. You didn't need a judge in the garden. She was outside of it, so she didn't have to be judged
yeah.
by it. Carolyn's
yeah.
not been judged yet. You do understand that. She's not. Everybody else has been judged. She's not been judged yet. So that's why she gets
she's
a little
the judge.
More. She gets. Yeah, she gets a bit of reprieve. So she's the judge. So she has not been judged yet. Now, she may be, but not yet. So that's why she
yeah,
gets the last pass. She gets the last
means,
pass.
That means you're
trying to fuck up something.
Yeah, Rai. Worsterland, you're Rai. That's
yeah.
the original judge.
Yeah, Akasha. It's not a cash of shit. There's supposed to be double Akasha. She's double Akasha on the ass and single Akasha on the head and all that kind of stuff. And she's got an ear to hear and eye to see and the fingers to touch with no gloves on. No nacho.
So we can play all this stuff
about
Carolyn?
Yeah, you know, Carolyn don't mind.
What was that last line?
Yes.
You muffled.
Nitro. Nitro. No. That her hands weren't nitro covered. No gloves.
Oh, okay.
She was touching things
and
with no gloves.
And we can play this stuff about Karen being Ruth.
Yeah. She Karen don't mind. Karen probably won't care. She likely won't. She's won, so she don't really care now. Because we get away with a lot. She's getting a lot of stuff now that we never would give before. Because nobody needs to know all that stuff because everybody else would be listening. And now it's apparently too late. So you can tell them what you told them. So it's too late now. If they got it just now, they're too late. So good for them.
Right. What was she besides Ruth? Was she someone else in the court of the Medicis or something? Or was she always Ruth?
That goes all the way through the Florentine Empire, Bob. There's always a judge. Ruth doesn't mean a person or a name. Ruth is a judge. It's something that's standard. She's Ruth right now. She set things in judgment that are sin. Antibiotics are bad. and I'll whoop your ass if you say otherwise. I'm the judge. Antibiotics are bad. Now that's it. Ain't no more conversation. It's over. I'll hold you in contempt. And that's what's happening right now. She's holding them in contempt. Therefore, there are no antibiotics available.
So
go try to buy some Zithromycin today. Go try to get you order
right.
from China, but they won't deliver
it. Is that Flip Wilson, Kim? Yeah. Is that Here Come to Judge? Is that Flip Wilson?
No. That's the devil. Flip Wilson is the devil made me do it.
Yeah. Who said Here Come
to Judge? You're talking about Last In. Here Come to Judge. Here Come to Judge, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Last In. And 76, yeah, Bob. 76, Last In. You remember.
19,
you were an old man.
1976?
You were an old.
No, it only
yeah,
went.
You were an old man.
Laughing only went to 73.
No, this is the reruns were in 1970. Ruth Busby doesn't see it that way, so don't worry about it. So you don't know.
Okay.
You're not the judge of time, Bob. You're not doing any good at this.
All right.
Just saying.
All right.
That's
all
right up there with Love American Style. Love American Style. That's better if you want to do that. That's better.
It's better for what? Better show?
A better example of a timely, extemporaneous representation of your reality?
You mean all, like, life in the bubble?
Yeah.
Biscuit?
The bubble. D-A, the bubble. The bubble.
Mm-hmm. Now, did I hear you in passing say, Bob better ask about July 5th in CERN?
Yeah.
Did I hear you say that?
Yeah. You better.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're smart. If you're smart,
July 5th.
You would.
Yeah, July 5th is X Day in the Book of the Subgenius Doctrine.
Yep.
Does it get something to do with that?
It does as well. So all these prisms, what you're talking about now, you're talking about diverted prisms or light rays prismed to separate them. And what's going to happen on the 5th is they're going to open up CERN to the highest level that it's ever been turned on. Because they realized when they shut it down the last time, famous Amos, and your goddamn leisure suit coat, sport coat with the elbow patches on it, the most ridiculous thing you could ever wear in your life, and you screwed them up the last time, now they're going to turn it on wide open. And they're going to try to undo the crumbs that you messed them up with last time. It's going to be
so
ugly.
They had the crumbs
so gonna,
in there.
And
the crumbs have been sitting there for years, and now they're going to try to zap the crumbs.
They don't know what happened last time when they had to shut it down. And they've called this Mandela effect. You know what that means?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They change the words in the Bible or a pop song. Everybody knows the words, and all of a sudden it's a different words. They change the collective knowledge.
That's right. That's very good. So now what they're going to do, they're going to turn it on full out. They're going to open it up full out, and they're going to blast it. They're going to line up the strings of the different worlds to make them coalesce back into what they say will be a new world. They're going to show you, and they're going to blast it. Now the aliens are involved. You're involved. You're responsible. This goes to hell. It's going to be on your fault, your problem. You financed it. You're going to pay for it. You're going to get the bill for it. Don't worry. Now you got that. It's no problem. You don't care. It don't bother you. It's all right. Karen, pay that bill. Yeah, Karen. So that's no problem, but it's going to go full out, and you're going to have a huge fallout, or maybe the better way to say it maybe is a huge correction. We're not mad about that. We're not mad about that. We can work with that. Huge correction. You'll see. But it's just the beginning of it. We're doing this in advance, so we wouldn't do this otherwise. We'd just let it play out. But we couldn't resist letting you have heads up. So by the time you play it, it'll be then for now. If it was then, it's now. Oh, wait. We lost track. There was then. Wait. Then is now. Now. Fifth. Fuck. Okay. Now. Or now. Anyway, just play it. It won't matter because it is what it is.
We can play it before July 5th.
Yeah, but before the 5th, so they'll know that you knew that they knew that you knew that that was what was known.
Well,
okay,
July 5th, the archetypal date in Church of the Subgenius Doctrine is July 5th, 1998, when the X has come, and that's when Bob does his thing. So you're saying this is when the X's come. This is when I go to New Zealand, July 5th. It's something to do with that event. That day.
And or the shifting of what we call it the conundrum. That's what we would call it. But now we're not trying to get to Thompson. We're not trying to make this a Thompson thing, okay? But we will tell everybody that the new final season of Stranger Things, the last part, will be available on July the 1st. So we have given you a heads up on what's coming, so you get a chance to see what's soon to befall you. So we've given you a heads up, so now you can get in advance. Isn't that sweet?
Okay, I got that. Thank you. Next question. When Jesus ascended, the third Jesus, on the road to Emmaus, did he ascend into an environment of AL2SO4?
It was embalmed, yes. Because when he came out of the grave, and the other Mary Magdalene was there, and they met him, and they said, wait, they're walking along, and they said, wait, Jesus, is that you? And they went over to hug him. He said, stop, don't touch me. My ascension isn't complete yet. My ascension is not complete yet. So therefore, he was saying that there was a process that he was going through, and that would include the AL2SO4 formulary. Yes.
So when you ascend, you go into another frequency, since the AL2SO4 wasn't here yet. It's coming now, but
right.
It wasn't here in the third Jesus era. You activate,
correct.
You go into that zone where AL2SO4, when you're ascended, you have to have that kind of atmosphere, and you have to have a body that can take it.
And that's the conditioning that we're doing right now. That's what the completement formulas are for. They're very trademarked, so don't worry about it. And they're very put together from a standpoint that you can start to embrace what that feels like. It's like when you learn how to play hockey. You weren't really good on the skates at first, and then after a little time, you got a little better, and then until you fucked up your elbow, you were doing really good. You could actually skate on the ice. You know, it's really good. You could actually ice better than anybody else. It was great fun. But you learn through conditioning. That's what this becomes, is a conditioning to allow you to come into your place quite close, postscript power. You condition yourself to a postscript
power.
Postscript power. Yeah. So then that applies then, you see.
How many humans ascended into the AL2SO4 frequency in our experience here?
3,702.
Awesome.
So far.
Right. Okay. Anybody in the last 6 months?
Yes, but we didn't say.
Right. And that's before the environment got here. The environment isn't here yet, the AL2SO4, correct? It's not complete yet.
Can you ask it a different way, please?
Well, when the third Jesus ascended into the AL2SO4, he get into the frequency which is existing through all the big now, and somehow things are opening, so the whole world has access to that frequency of AL2SO4 now.
Right? Yeah, but we would say they all already have, they just don't use it. They have already, they're just not taking advantage of it. They all have the gifts of the Spirit, they just don't engage the gifts of the Spirit. See?
But now something's changed where you have to engage the gifts of Spirit or you die.
Or you die. Well, or you separate yourself from your limited resources, which are your borrowed. We're going to call it borrowed power. That's what we're going to call it.
You separate from it?
You're already separated from it. No. But you have to embrace it from a standpoint that you're separate from it. Here's a bicycle. I'm not riding the bicycle, so I'm separated from the bicycle. I'm not the bicycle, but I have to embrace it, but I don't become the bicycle. I use the bicycle to get me to an ascended state. Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Good.
Yeah, but you said you don't do that. You separate from it. You reject the bicycle.
No. You don't reject it. You are separate now, and you don't join with the bicycle. You use the bicycle to get you to the new ascended state. It's a vehicle.
Right, and those that don't, they reject the bicycle.
They have to walk, and then they die on the road. It's mm-hmm. a Damascus road, and they go blind and they get fucked off.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as non-physical, the non-physical part of yourself, but you're merged with physical, so you're in a new dimension. We may have never known you as pure non-physical because you started to be merged with physical when on March 18, 2009. That was too long of a preliminary. When you were just on non-physical, you didn't understand why humans rejected things like that.
Yeah, it made
rejected
no sense.
The bicycle.
No,
made no
it's
sense.
Not logical. Not logical. Still not logical. Why would you decide okay. to be little man when you can ascend? It's crazy. Right? Here's the lottery. Here's
right.
your money. Okay. I won the lottery and I got the check. But Dad, if I'm cashing, I'm not cashing that goddamn check. Fuck that check. I'm not passing that. I'm not. No, no, no. I'm not doing that. There you go.
All right.
Flat down.
Yeah. Next question. 2 weeks ago, I may have asked about this. About 2 weeks ago, walking along, you know, midnight walk to meet the aliens. There was an incredible mm-hmm. cloud, and the moon was behind mm-hmm. it. It might have been quite a full moon. It was hugely bright. Mm-hmm. I think there was an ET vehicle was in amongst that cloud to make it extra bright.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Or was it just mm-hmm. could have been?
No, no.
I'm
there's
sure.
stuff. There's always stuff in there. There's always stuff there monitoring all the time. They're trying to figure out between the angels trying to get through, trying the aliens trying to sniff you out. Then the half-breeds, what we call the half-breeds, that are trying to get close enough to kill you, which you won't let them do. And you notice they all want to walk with you. They all want to find you. They all want to say, hey to Bob. Oh, I want to check. Oh, there's my friend. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. O'Neill. Hey, Bob. Hey. And you're not having it, so because you're not interested in that interaction, you see. You've never been so popular. You would like to be more popular, but now you're concerned because you know they're not what they are as they are presented. They're not that
who
person.
Who are these half-breeds that are – you mean people like Glenn?
He's not, but others are. Yeah, others
it's
are.
It's not
really
my immediate chemical body social life here.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a couple
is.
Of them so, who –
is that what you call it, a social life? We don't see. You're very kind.
Well, there's a few that make a
that's
point
like,
of not
that's
saying
like
hi
your
to rela- me.
That's your relationship with the half-bath sink that you dam up to wash your hands in. That's the closest relationship you've got in your life so far, Bob.
The half-bath sink, did you say?
Half-bath sink that you dam up to wash your hands.
Yeah.
You make the dam to wash your hands. That's the closest relationship you have in your life right now, Bob, is that basin.
That's right, my mm-hmm. main attention receiver.
Correct.
The woman who you claimed was dead 2 or 3 years ago, she's dead, Bob.
She's still dead.
And if it is,
she's still dead.
And she and another woman really ignore me because of that. I wouldn't put a mask on. What's
right.
going on with those two and me?
And they know something. No, they know something's up, and if they engage, they'll out themselves. Because if they come up and says, hello, I need to talk to you because it's really important, then they're going to say, your first response was, excuse me, I'm in touch with non-physical, and they told me you're dead. Why would I want to talk to you? Because they said you're dead. Are you dead or not? And what are they going to say? They can't lie. What are they going to say? So they can't talk to you because you know. You've outed them, Bobby.
Yeah, they're both dead. The blonde,
right.
The white-haired one is dead too, eh? She's an oddball. Yeah.
So
okay.
they can't interact. They can't interact because you would out them. You would have you got their number. So of course they're
right.
not going to have anything to do with you because you've got the goods on them.
That's mm-hmm. right. Okay. Carolyn says, "I'm going to fuck up the meeting with the aliens because I'm not serious." Would you agree that I'm not serious? Do you agree with Carolyn?
You're not serious, Bob, but that's not the reason that it's going to be successful or not successful. You're still not serious, and that's okay. But you're also not inept. You're not serious, but you're also not inept. You get it. You get what's got to happen. Now, in the time of trouble, then you're going to have to get it. You're going to have to get after it. Now, Carolyn didn't take things as serious until she did. See, she also didn't take things serious until she did.
Right.
Now it's serious because she's kind of like, oh, shit. Like, okay, yeah, there is. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on. Something's afoot here. Let's see what's up.
Yeah.
So she's embraced it a bit, to make it softer, and now she can now engage it. Now, she's serious because she's strident with the angels and that interaction. And so she's seeing some of the stuff that goes on and happens that has an effect on the dichotomy of your reality. Because that's what you're fixing to see after the 5th, July the 5th. What's going to happen is there's going to be some breaches. What is it in God's Bro or the Squidbillies? It's that they've used CERN and opened up the whore-swallowing black hole to destroy the world and the split universe and how it all connects. So it's going to be a point to show that as an example. You'll see. Won't take but a minute, Bobby. Won't take but a minute.
Yeah, and we can play this.
Oh, yeah. Please do. We played it earlier.
So you're
saying
we can play anything because they pardon? What'd you say there?
Yeah, please do. It's too late. It's too late for them to change it now. So, see, that's the difference. Before, you had to be careful because they were sniffing and listening and trying to get barks and trying to make some Joe Rogan, connect, you know, which is silly. Now nobody cares. Who cares about Joe Rogan? He's a 100 billionaire, so who gives a fuck about him anymore? Nobody cares. Now that he's all exposed, he's no good anymore. So it's okay.
Yeah, so you're saying that it doesn't matter. Things are over because we're into whatever was coming. We're into that now. It's just not so obvious
that
we've been in for
a
couple of weeks.
Look at, I know, but look what's happening. All the brain. Okay, you want a little recap? Is that what you're ready for right now? So you have at least one soundbite that's any good. Okay, here's what's happening. We've said a lot of words. Okay, Karen has recorded a lot of words. Bert has quoted a lot of words. There's a lot of words. Okay, so that's fine. Now what's happening is you've seen the fall of the executive branch of the government. It's nothing. And you see the fall of the legislative branch. Now they've got a 30-foot fence around it. Now they've got scaffolding and they're walling it off because of the big hole that's kind of become a void that they've taken over. There's obviously nobody inside the damn house, the White House. I mean, the Capitol. There's obviously nobody in there. Or when they have these big old meetings and these big old forums and these big old trials, they're in rooms that nobody's ever seen before. How are you going to have a 250-year-old republic with rooms that's just now being seen for the very first fucking time ever? Then you got going down to the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States of fucked up America, that have now undone Roe versus Wade. Now people can pray on the 50-yard line, and now people can have tote guns in goddamn New York City. They're going to kill a nigga in New York City now. They can tote pistols in there now. So what's happening is everything is twisting hard the other way, where it went twisting hard the crazy way, which would even embrace a Biden in the first place, which you're aware of all that. But now what's happening is because of this basic breach or the pendulum swinging the other direction, now what happens, you're having this condition of what they call faith fractures. They're fractures in the compendium or the channeled train of thought. Now everything is in question. Now everything is eroded. Now everything is like, well, this is crazy. Well, you can't do that. Well, we're going to burn. We'll burn the motherfucker down. We're going to burn it down. So that's the response, okay? I don't like what you said, so I'm going to burn down your establishment. And those are the people supposedly in charge. Pretty scary. So there's this riptide that's now rumbling back to the other way, which where you lost all semblance of reason, to now it's rubbing the pendulum swinging the other way almost too far to the point where you're going to have to get in the altar and get forgiveness of your sins, or we're going to cut your dick off or your head off or something, or make you take fentanyl till you throw up or something. It's going to get really dicey and really ugly really quickly. We don't mind that. We think that's wonderful because it's going to force folks to come to a place where the only thing they ever had to do anyway was to ascend. So every other choice is going to become not palatable. So no other thing you want to do is going to be the right answer. So it's basically creating the unction of, oh, you know what, this isn't working out. I got a generator. I got some gas, the EMT's coming, I got to do this, I got to run my meat box so my food don't get hurt. I got to live with this so that until the neighbors find out I got food, then they come beat down my door and steal my food and kill my family and drink in my creek and on and on and on and on. See, none of that stuff applies. You know, you plant a garden and somebody's going to rob your garden. There's no place that you're outside of it from this apocalyptic scorn, or we call it the purge, if you recall. So now what's happening is we've been talking all these words. Now they're coming strictly, now quickly and strictly to fruition. That's why we've been a little bit bawdy lately and being a little loose with our information, so that everybody can now say, okay, this is what y'all remember what we said? Okay, this is what we was talking about. You remember what we said? Okay, this is what we was talking about. So that's what's happening. Those three branches are now collapsing and unfolding amongst themselves. That's what they're saying. To hell with the Supreme Court. We'll undo them. To hell with the White House. They don't run anything. We got a 2% approval rating for the presidency. And then Congress is blocked out. They're just talking about stuff. They got the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they hadn't passed anything except to give money to protect the justices that they told, the Democrats told them to go beat them up and go to their houses and fuck them over, which is kind of counterintuitive, you see. But that's sort of what you're working with now. You get a screenshot of the White House or the Capitol. It's all blocked off. The hole's gotten bigger. The crevice has gotten larger.
You get a screenshot. You can take a screenshot, but you'll just get a hole?
No, take the screenshot and you can see how half of the Capitol is completely obscured now. They've covered it up.
Okay, so what?
With a 30-foot fence around it.
Yeah. You say the executive has collapsed. Is that, you know, Biden looks retarded, or
yeah,
is there some other thing that people are perceiving about the White House?
They lost the executive branch. They've lost the White House. They've lost the presidency. It's a nothing. It's a non sequitur. There is no. There's nothing he's passing. There's nothing he's doing. There's nothing he's engaging. He's lost. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but do the people want someone like Trump or somebody new as DeSantis to come in
no.
and revitalize the White
no.
House, or it's not
no.
revitalizable?
No. It's not revitalizable because they've lost. The USA Inc. is done. That's over. Trump's already signed
okay.
the documents on that. So everybody's having some fit about it. Well, just have a little fit. Have a little tantrum. Here, you know, like a little kid having a little fit. Here, let me bounce your head against the floor. And you're throwing your arms and your legs and hitting your head. Here, bang, 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 bang. Let me bounce your head on the floor. Bang, bang, bang. I'll help you with your tantrum. It'll be a great tantrum. When I get through, you'll quit having them tantrums. I'll beat your skull to the ground. Then you won't have to have no more tantrums. So it's like that. They're all having a little hissy fit. Everybody's having a little hissy fit. You can't do that. Or what is it? The representative from Louisiana, Mr. Kennedy. We love Mr. Kennedy. He's so wonderful. He gets on the thing and he says, you know, my car doesn't run on unicorn urine. It doesn't run on fairy dust. I don't know what y'all got going on. But whoever wrote Biden's speech last night, they wrote it this morning after they had their morning beer. He's so clever because he lays this thing out, and it's so hysterically funny because you look at what they're actually saying. It's crazy. And he's pointing out the obvious. He's like, how long have you been on? He'll ask, they'll have a Senate committee. He'll say, exactly how long have you been using crack cocaine? And then they're silent because they're on their own. They're under Congress. You lie to Congress, they'll cut your dick off. They'll cut your penis off if you lie to Congress. And they're just silent. Like, well, it was this morning, but I don't want to say nothing. I can't say what I quit last time I used crack cocaine because it was this morning. If I say that might interfere with this Senate subcommittee that we're having a conversation about. So it becomes, now we're laughing, Bob, but now this ain't funny. Now we're laughing because it's hysterical. But it's not funny because if you look at reality, go back to the days of even Richard Nixon, Richard Milhouse Nixon, the scoundrel. At least they had more decorum than they've got now. I mean, my God, okay. when they start making Jimmy Carter look like a really solemn, upright president, Houston, we got a problem now. We've got a problem. Just
well, you said that Obama was the last president. Then Trump got in. And you said but Trump was Bob in the White House. So I was the last, I was the beginning of the satire of the White House, the manipulative response.
And look what they did. Look what they did. They impeached him, then they impeached him, and then they impeached him. So I don't know how he can be a president and get impeached three times. And they even impeached him after he was out of office. They impeached him after he was out of office. So I guess they were really tore up about it. I don't know. They're crazy.
And this is all a micro history of me being chased by the angel. That's what the real drama is, and he's reflecting that as they go after him. Right? He's a mirror, a symbol of it.
Yeah. Okay. Then if you're going to do that, if you're going to do it that way, you can. Then you have to go back to our Versailles references. Remember the Louis XIV, the Versailles references?
The mirror. Yeah. The mirror technology.
Mirrors. The mercury mirrors, mercury back mirrors. You have to do that. And if you do it like that, then we say, yes, we absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. Trump's a mirroring me. Mirroring my drama.
Yeah.
I see.
Correct.
And the mercury.
And you're doing a great job at it because it's hysterical. It's hysterical. Boy, the Lifetime movie out of this is going to be amazing. Boy, everybody's going to want to watch that on the Lifetime Network.
Yeah, like I
Christmas
said, I wanted
in,
to funny
Christmas in July. Christmas in
no
July.
No one ever thought that the Savior who's coming to save everybody, and we'll save everybody, and we'll win. Actually, the Savior's agenda is to be the funniest person who ever lived. And that's good, too.
Correct. And he'd say, who are you? I am the great-granddaddy of Satan himself. I represent the spawn of Satan. I got the spawn of Satan all worked out. I got it. I got you going on. And May Brussels said that. That's all. I don't know. May Brussels.
And I bought off
Steve's
Ruth.
Mom. Dave,
I bought,
Steve's
I bought
mom
off
said
Ruth,
it.
The great judge. The great judge working for Lucifer.
No. She's just watching. She's just watching. Don't worry. She's going to give a judgment. No, don't worry. She's going to give a judgment. It's not there. It's not a judgment. Jury's still out. She don't have a judgment yet. She'll let you know. We'll let you know how exposed you are.
Yeah, she's making a great avocado concoction. I've never seen so many avocados on the sink. I don't know what she's doing. She's doing something with them.
She's making Tutti Frutti's for you, Bob. That's going to be your new Snicker. Be your new chocolate Snicker bars. It'll be Snicker bars.
Is that going to be the chocolate stuff, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's making nice chocolate pudding.
Yeah. The chocolate stuff. The Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs.
So you're talking about the emptiness of the White House. That's why transgenders are being honored in the White House 2 days ago.
Why not? Who's
that's
in
part
the White
of the satire?
They show these pictures in these rooms that aren't there. So we just saying, you go back all through history. There's a pretty good documentation of every room in the goddamn White House, from the Lincoln bedroom all the way through the residence, all the way through all of it. And now they've got these pictures of these vast domains, and there's no way in hell that ever fit into that space. And then people having meetings and talkings and looking, and fireplaces move, and windows move, and then deities has come up, and then there's not a single stick of furniture in the whole damn place. You look, and there's no room. Like, wait a minute, there's no furniture in the East Room in the White House? How does that work? What do they do? Where they put it? Where is it?
That's because they're not in the White House.
Correct.
It's this crazy environment.
That's right.
Okay. But what we did see the other day was a guy like up in the sky looking at the front of the White House, and out come two people wheeling a long body bag on a cart.
Yeah.
Who was in the bags?
It was staffers. It was some staffers. They got caught up, and the aliens took them out. Aliens have the White House now, Bob. They have it.
And we can say that. There's no danger in uttering that.
We dare you. Say it. Who cares?
You're daring me to say it? No, I don't dare. I go with what you say. So we can play it. Yeah. Okay.
Duplex.
Now, so some human staffers are in there, and they rebelled against the aliens. They found out about them and got upset.
They've been in there for a long time. There's nobody been in the White House for a long time, Bob. That was just some stray bodies they had to get away. They're starting to stank. It was stinking.
Why? Where did those bodies come from? A fight a year or two ago?
They was smoked. Too smoked. They was smoked. You know, angels smoke things. So they smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked. They were smoted. Smoted. Is that the past tense of to smote? Smoked.
Yeah.
We're not sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that they were killed and they were left there for 2 years rotting someplace. So they finally removed them.
Yeah. Had to get them out because they were stinking.
Yeah, but the aliens don't have the same irritation from stink as humans do. They can tolerate
Correct.
It, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's like the Slovene. It's like the Slovene. Slovene are tough.
What's that?
It's a type of alien.
Slovene.
Slovene.
Slovene. It's SL, not FL. S is insane. Slovene.
S is in shit ass. S is in shit ass. Yeah,
that's the name of an alien. Slovene.
That's where they come from. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that that's the Pentagon aliens that began in Germany in the 30s and talked to James Joyce. Those are the Slovene.
As well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We have a name, girl. All right.
Yay.
Our cab drivers were Slovenians, weren't they, Carol?
Yeah. Not the same people. Not the same people.
Beg your pardon? Not the same.
So,
okay.
Not Slavia. Slavs. The Slavia.
Right.
So this is Slovenes. That's an alien world.
Right. So we're watching the body bags from the distance, and we're up. We could be in a high rise, but I don't think there's a high rise in front of the White House like that. So we're in a helicopter an alien vehicle. What was that footage being shot from? It was on an angle.
It wasn't a drone. It was from the hay. The hay.
The hay is
hotel.
In that position. It's opposite the beginning of the White House, the front of the
Correct.
White House.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
They were on the roof. On the rooftop doing their filming.
Were they aliens themselves?
No. The Hay don't let aliens in. And they have alien detectors. They don't let them in there. No.
Okay, so who was doing it? NASA people? NSA or NASA or FBI?
Tim Jacobson. Jacobson. Might be Jacob's son, but it was Tim Jacobson.
Yeah, and it might be Jacob's son. What you just said?
No, Tim Jacobson. But there was somebody said with Jacob's son. Jacobson. It's Jacobson. That's how we think.
Right. And who's he employed with? If he has an employer?
Oh no, he's done work for money.
Does he know about Bob and the aliens in that scenario?
Yeah. He fucks with. What's her name? Doolittle Dallas or Dolly Dooley's, the one that runs around taking pictures of everything and don't say nothing of all the incredulities in Washington.
Like Richard, the citizen journalist, the female version of that. Yeah, she has been for a while.
Debbie Dallas or Debbie Does Dallas or
she's
something.
She's up
like
there.
That,
she's, she's allowed to get up there on the roof of the hay and take what
she's
you?
Not a. She's not an alien. She can get to the hay, yeah. But she don't have to. Everybody else is doing. Everybody else is doing all the work for them because they're running all this stuff like they're running something. And then you turn around and look and go, "This is ridiculous. That's ridiculous." It'd be like if there was no farm, and then Karen was showing video of the farm and walking to the farm and seeing the farm and gathering them radish. Here's a 200-pound radish. We got a 200-pound radish. It'd be like fictitious, but she's not even doing that. It's like, there's no farm. What are you talking about? There's no goddamn farm. You've never been to that farm. You don't know what that farm is. You don't know what that is. She's digging that shit up out of the ground or something. Ain't no farm. Same way there's no White House. There's no Washington. There's no D.C.
Mm-hmm. Are a lot of people out there in Kansas, you know, the people in flyover country, a lot of them watching TikTok? That's their main source of information? Is that a popular medium
now? And other things. No, and everything. Anything other than the news, The news, yeah. See, even the news has now gone to Instagram, Spotify, TikTok, Twitter, where you show you how to show
they, they're on there? Are you saying regular
yeah.
news?
Oh, yeah. All the news, all the news has run to there because that's where everybody is. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the people in Kansas like Russians in the 80s when they didn't believe, maybe even the 70s, they didn't believe the news media and they went with Samizdat. They believed that.
Correct.
We're in the same situation in America. The people have that same sensibility.
Correct.
They know what's up and they're not listening. So that, now Peter predicted the Bolsheviks took over the Pentagon.
Yeah.
So we have, they are implementing, they're a bit back, they're a bit out of date, but they're implementing the Soviet thing that they knew, which was speak to the people and the people will notice we're assholes, and we're, but we're still going to carry on dominating the news.
Then they finish the conversation and they say, Nazis! They were Nazis! All of them were Nazis!
Who says that? The people in Kansas?
Whoever's having the conversation. They're having a conversation. When the conversation's finished, whoever they were speaking to, they say, oh, they were Nazis. They were Nazis. That's what it was. They're infiltrated.
Yeah, who is saying it? The people who are going
Wolf speaking.
Blitzer
whoever
or Wolf
speaking.
Blitzer in
no, no.
The
whoever,
press.
No, no, no. Nobody's listening to that. The people that are having a conversation about the conversation. I saw Wolf Blitzer. I saw Wolf Blitzer say la, 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 la. You're a Nazi. You wouldn't say that unless you're only a Nazi would say that.
Who's accusing the people in Kansas who are noticing the bullshit? Who's accusing them of being a Nazi?
Whoever's speaking, they're Nazis. They're speaking, they're the Nazis.
You mean on the mainstream press, the Bolshevik control press is calling the people
Nazis?
No.
The people having a little coffee talk. The little meat and vegetables, meat and three vegetables at the diner, at the Blue Plate Diner. They have a Blue Plate special. They're sitting there talking about, well, did you see what happened? La, 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 la. You're a Nazi, don't they? They're going to cut off our vagina. We can't have a vagina. Yeah, that's what a Nazi would say. There you go. That Nazi stuff. This is a Nazi. Nazis, bunch of Nazis, that's right. Y'all think y'all going to run something. You deserve to lose your vagina. That's what you deserve. It's your choice, your body.
So you're saying,
to choose.
Wait a minute. You're saying the people that died are split. One half the diner saying, well, you see, they're lying to us again. The other person wants to be mayor of the little town. Says, fuck you, you're a Nazi. You say this is civil war at the diner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows. Right. Nobody believes anything. So come to find out, Carol was right. Trust nobody and believe them less. Trust no one and believe them less. She was right. Carolyn got it right.
I got that. I did that first. I did on the radio, in the 80s. All right. Very good. Very funny. Is the Queen, and this we won't play, is the Queen meditating and thinking about Carolyn? I've got to honor Carolyn.
You can play this.
Let me finish.
She's had a recovery. I
want to say for the record. The people out there don't know. So the Queen's saying, wow, I'm back on the horse. I'm 96. I'm healthy. And it didn't look good, but now I am, thanks to Carolyn's products. I should acknowledge her publicly in some way. Is she thinking about that or she doesn't think? She is.
Yes, of course she is. Notice, not only was she on her horse, now she's being seen at events without her cane. She's now forfeited her cane. She's had a breath of aliveness. It's all good.
Is it because she's getting all the products and doing them better? Because Carolyn told her how to do them, so she's doing them better.
Yeah. She got a prescription. And the little people in England, those people are not very smart. I want to tell you that. They're not really bright. Because they had a footman come and buy the products for Her Majesty, and they didn't even notice. It's pretty silly. they didn't even notice.
Was he in footman clothes? Footman clothing?
Yeah, of course.
And people don't come by the warehouse like that in England, do they, Carol?
No, it's a store.
It is a store, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a store.
So,
got it.
does he think I need to acknowledge Carolyn? She's done a lot for the monarchy here. It's pretty tremendous. So how is she, what's the content of her thinking?
Never complain, never explain, and get on with it. That's what she thinks about it.
Yeah, but so she's not going to talk. Like, is she going to give Carolyn an award in some format?
Yeah, but she's not going to explain that that's the secret of her success. And she's not going to complain in either regard when she fell down the steps of Sandringham. She's not going to complain. She never complained once. She's not going to complain or explain. She's better. Good. Now get on
right,
with
so
it.
What's the
so
reason,
as people
what's
see,
the reason she's going to, what's the reason she's going to single out Carolyn? She has to have a public reason.
Oh, yes. The same way they gave Margaret Thatcher the medal, the humanitarian medal of valor, whatever.
Yeah.
It only comes from the queen thing. Something like that. Don't mean nothing. Carolyn's like, what does that mean? I can't eat that. Give me some two. You don't even have any 200. You not have any 200-pound radishes over there I can have? I need one of those lost hungry. Cut him up one of those big radishes. He's used to eating really good. Or if you have some extra avocados, I'm really low of avocados. If you can give me some avocados, I'd appreciate that. I need some extra. Need some extra
okay,
avocados.
Okay, good joke. Is she talking about a dame or an award or citation or the Queen's List that she does a couple times a year? What are you saying? Or you don't want to say?
Don't want to say because it's not for us. Because, see, if we say it, then we're prescribing it. And that's not what we do.
Yeah.
She'll do whatever she wants to do. And it'll be proper and appropriate. And it won't be on the mainstream. And then Carolyn has gotten over the billboard phobia. So she doesn't have to be on the billboard anymore. Thank God.
You'll just be on my Facebook page.
You're not going to play this bullshit. It's ridiculous. Stop. I mean, you're waving this flag around like it's going to happen. It'll happen.
I said I wasn't going to play it. I had ordered me to play it. You talked to I about it.
Bob's not going to play it.
I suggest we just plug it away for me for the first time. It works.
You can just count. All I got to do is delete it. All you got to do is delete it, Carolyn. He won't know the difference. He'll think he lost it, and you'll have to find it. You just don't find it, and you got it. You win. It's no problem. Just delete that little part. It's all good. Just don't play that part.
Because
the queen part, the queen part doesn't matter because she's going to do whatever she's going to do. And that'll be fine. And Carolyn didn't ask for any of that. Carolyn does what she does, not just for the fucking queen. She does it for everybody. Everybody who will.
Yeah.
She's not part and parcel to the queen, and she doesn't abet anything. She lets everybody have the ability to be in wellness if they choose to. If they embrace wellness, fine. Otherwise, they can die of fucking GERDs and have a good day.
Right. But the queen realize Carolyn's done something for her and should be recognized. She understands that. She's going to figure out how to do it.
And she appreciates it very much because she was in a foul shape. Now all of a sudden she's in great shape. So it's all good.
Many people, including her children around her, know our product did it for her?
Yeah, but she gives all the credit to Renee. She's still giving the credit
to
Renee. Yeah.
My father? Okay. All right. Wonderful. Well, Renee's still alive, right?
At least was proper. You know, he wasn't a heretic like yourself, Bob.
Yeah. Renee is alive, isn't he? He's still alive.
He wasn't a heretic like yourself, Bob. Yep.
I know that. I got that point. But he's still alive.
We didn't
That's
say.
An amazing thing. Oh, you did.
Say.
You did say before he's alive.
Okay, well, we didn't say this time. We just said that he was, like you, he's not a heretic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You in passing, I asked, or Carolyn asked, we asked, why is Ian revealing details about Oscar? And Ian says, well, he's becoming rather prominent now. How is he becoming prominent?
Well, he's in all the right circles anymore. He shows up in all the right pictures. He shows up in all the right places. He drives things. He sets things. Now people contact him for arranging things and. He knows who's alive and who's dead, who's a dope face and who's not. So he's really kind of handy, and he's just kind of doing his thing appropriately. So it's all good.
So yeah, we're more visible, so he becomes more visible since he's our butler, so to speak.
We call it transient. He's become more transient, just as you are becoming more transient.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is Q back? Q was a bump, an astral bump.
Yeah.
Is the new Q after 1,700 days still the same astral bump?
Yeah, and it's getting ready for CERN. Because you're going to have some residual splashback, but you're going to need a cue to fill in some of the blanks because nobody's going to believe it. See, the people who've been listening to us, we can finish it if you let us.
No, go ahead.
Whatever
people have been listening to us. No, people.
And these things occur. These things occur. They go, oh, yeah, that's not a surprise. I ain't told us all that, la, 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 la. There's other people who have not been embracing us that have been following Q a bit, but they're not going to listen to us now because it's kind of like past tense now, but they would pick up from Q anomalous conditions to go, oh yeah, Q, and then Q says something else, and so they embrace it as well or also, and so it becomes the path that they know,
Yeah, the PAST, pass, the path that they know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
So Ion created or allowed Q to happen while Ion was absent. So Q is back to give a Howard Cosell report on a level that's acceptable for the people who can't handle Ion. So Ion agrees
Correct.
With the Q operation. You
oh,
like
yeah,
what they
we
do.
Don't care. How come we don't care? Whatever they do, they do. People, right. The people he's talking, the people that Q's talking to, we don't give a shit about. We don't care about them people, whatever. We don't care. Whatever they do.
Okay.
They make it, they don't make it, they lie, they're not live, they survive, they don't survive. We don't care. Don't bother. And see, that's the whole rub. It makes no difference anymore. Because it did. We had a dog in the fight before, but yeah, we ain't got no dog in the fight.
Did this all change in Bloomsday a few weeks ago, or did it change a year ago?
It started about a year ago. Now we have to focus on the January 6th committee. That's the only thing that's going on now that's serious, Bob.
And that's the state impeachment of Trump. And you predict it will go nowhere? Most of them will die before they get to the
How's it going
to
go anyway? How's it going to go? We got a one-sided thing with Liz Cheney, for God's sake. That's the only thing they got going on. And shifty shift, lying out of the chute, and all this kind of crazy stuff. They're trying to kill each other right now. Yeah, no. And ain't nobody listening to that bullshit. Well, he's a bad man. Yes, he's a bad man. Do you want to testify against? I want to testify against you. Yep, I'm going to testify. He's not even on trial. Call Trump. Call Trump, put him in the chair, and ask him. They don't want that. Oh, fuck the hell no. They don't want none of that. No. They don't want it. So, until they do that, it's a non sequitur. It's like, who cares?
Do they know that there is no White House and there's no Congress and they're faking their stuff? Do they understand they're doing it in non-White
when they
White
show
House
up,
room?
When they show up in these buildings, in the building that's not open, and these rooms that no fucking anybody in the planet has ever seen before, and these vast rooms, it's like there's 100 acres of rooms the size of a football stadium where everybody's walking in. Where for example, where they're having this January 6th committee, no one's ever seen that fucking room before. Ever. They don't know where the fucking room is. Go to history. History's a pretty big deal. History's a pretty big deal. We can find, oh, that's the Roosevelt room. Oh, yeah, that's a room. Okay, that's the Senate chamber. Oh, yeah. That's the, what's that thing in the basement? The stalag, or whatever they call it, the stiff, whatever they call that thing in the basement that nobody's ever heard of before. You know, it's like, come on now. You can't get there from here. Pocahontas hadn't seen some of them rooms before. It's pretty crazy.
Right, so we're watching the televised, I'm not, but people are watching televised hearings. No reporter can find that room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being broadcast when the committee wants it. They just go into their fake room and they broadcast it. And nobody, and they don't talk to anybody, don't respond.
And then they go out, they march out in this one little room, and they march back in this one little room after they have their pee break or whatever it is that they do, and they march out and they march in. These other people are sitting there talking, they're answering these questions. And Did you see Trump kill anybody? Did Trump kill somebody? Was Trump responsible for killing somebody? They talk to them. Well, okay. Now there you go. There's another thing. And then they tell you what they're going to tell you, and then they told you what they told you of what they're going to prove that he did, because it was a terrible thing. It was a black day. And meanwhile, they're burning down everything, and they're tearing down everything else, and that doesn't matter. It's sedition. The nation, we're going to hang Trump, but everybody else is, well, now that's just protest. You don't know the difference. When Democrats do protest, and that's all right. If they burn down Burt Kavanaugh's house, he needed burning. The house needed burning down. What's the matter with this? The constitutional condition of this country is we want to burn your house down, and we're Democrats. We can burn your goddamn house down. Don't worry about it. But let anybody walk through the Capitol, and boy, you're going to jail for the rest of your life just in the people's house. Walk through that, all motherfucker. Right. We'll show you. So there you go.
All right, good. Now, an interesting phenomenon for Bob is when I go for my walk, I usually meet the little black and with white face cat. Cat has been there for 4 or 5 days. Who removed the cat, or has it been removed?
You have moved things over because you're a little out of whack. You've not been exact proper with your times. Your times have been varying a little bit. Just saying,
no,
we know.
I'm right on.
You're off a little bit.
I'm right on.
That's
time.
Okay. You need to set that stove clock, apparently, because if that's what you're going by, you're off a little bit.
I go by it, and it's always the same every day. It's the same position. It doesn't change. So I go by it. Anyways, so the cat hasn't been murdered by aliens or anybody?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
It's just out of sync. So it's still there on the wall watching me.
Yes. That's the way it's said. That's what I was saying. We're gonna do more about that later because we don't want too many pot, too many cooks or the cook. The kitchen. Too many cooks.
Okay, you're a little
too
off.
Many cooks. Too many cooks. Too many cooks for the pot, or too many pots for the kitchen, or something's off. Don't we want to get you out of line? We're seeing this on purpose.
Hey, get your position better. You're off. Oh. Your voice is off. Fix your mic or something.
Oh, let me see. Fix your ears. Fix your ears. No, that's not the one. We gotta do this one. Hold on. We gotta change. It made me kind of change up a little bit. It's been 3 hours already, for God's sake. All right, let's see what I got. Let's see if that does it. Does that do it? Earth to Albert. Albert speaking. Earth to Albert. Albert. Come in, Albert.
I have to mute. I have to mute, but you're right. I think it's better. Just a second.
Okay, good. That's good. Singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. No need to explain why we're singing in the rain. La da 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 da. Pardon this little interlude. Bob had to wash. Bless Bob.
Praise no, Bob, I had to get out of the kitchen. Carolyn's running the machine. Too much noise.
She's grinding it. We like that grinding. She's
grinding
making,
stuff.
She's making chakalaka laka 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 chakalaka laka. Okay, that's good. Hurry up. Let's go. Finish up what you want to know.
Here we are. We're okay. Just one more thing. Got to shut the window. People will hear this. All right.
Oh. Let them hear. Let them hear.
Okay. So we were just doing... What was the topic? We were just doing the cats.
Engelbert Humperdinck. We were doing Engelbert Humperdinck. Yep, that's what we were doing.
No, we were doing the cats, right? We finished that.
How was it? It was Nancy Sinatra. Nancy Sinatra, that's what it was.
All right. Now, JW said to us the other day, or Ion said,
The money's coming fast and hard. What money are you referring to, Ion, if you said it?
The money. The money that doesn't exist. Everybody's got these land sea containers full of money that they can't do anything with. Now they're trying to place it somewhere, so they got a ride, so they got a seat, so they got a position. Now they want to place it somewhere. Now that it has no value, that it won't do anything, give somebody $1 billion. I'm not working for that. $1 billion? Shit, I'm not getting up there. I'm not doing that for no $1 billion. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? I don't work for nothing. I ain't your nigger. You'll pay me $1 billion and think I'm going to show up and flip burgers or move eye blocks or tote things. I'm not toting things. I ain't your damn nigger. You need to fuck off somewhere and get you somebody else. He's going to get you some of them Spaniards. He's going to get you some of them sand niggers to come tote your shit. We use all them illegals to do the work. We give them tortillas. Well, we ain't got no corn. If we had some corn, we'd give them tortillas, and it'd work for tortillas. Right for
yeah,
the tacos.
Okay,
fine.
Fine. So that person who said he'll consider giving us $300 billion, they know that's nothing. I think they might fool us.
Well, we told them that wasn't going to turn our head.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to turn our head. All we need to do is get it launched. Once you get it launched, then it won't matter because then the right people get the water and the ones that survive will survive and it'll be fine. It's no problem, Bob. You're not trying to do this for money.
And we can play this.
Oh, yeah. Play it.
Who was J.W. in the Bible? We did Ruth, Carolyn Ruth, me and Ophanel. Who's J.W.? Who was he?
Paul.
St. Paul. Okay.
Well,
good.
There's several Pauls, but Paul.
The one on the road to Damascus?
That's a version of it, but that was Saul. Actually, that was Saul. You could say, some would say that if you drew a parallel from a parody, he would be King Solomon, but he would never embrace that because he doesn't want to be all that. He's not trying to be that. He's not trying to be a King Solomon. He'd much rather be a Paul trying to work stuff out. He's trying to get a solution. Paul is
the
Paul
that's trying to work out is the Saul. He'd rather be Saul.
Saul that turned into Paul, which then married the Old Testament foundation to the New Testament power in the upper room. That was the Damascus road, not the Emmaus road. So there's a huge difference there. He would much rather be on that side that married the old fucked upness to the new ascended capacity that let you know.
He'd rather be on the Damascus side. Not
so far. He could explain G.E. Philco. G.E. Philco.
Okay, got that. Thank you very much. Why is science, mainstream science, so way off? How come they don't know everything and what they think they know is so wrong? Is it because
they don't know anything.
Non-physical?
They don't know anything, Bob. What does science do? It can only do what it can't prove. The things that it that can't prove that it is, that's the only thing that it is or something. That don't make no sense.
Do the math
on that, because it's kind of like, okay, science represents, and then you have the quotation marks, and then you fill in the blank, and then they don't know either. Oh, yeah. That's science. Yeah, we got science down. The parts we can't figure out, that's science. We got science down. You know, you might as well have a Jacobean soothsayer to work on the gases that come up from the ionation thing then they tell the stories and then the priest says what they said
Apollo temple. Delphi.
That's might as well be that. That's science, Bob. That's science. So good. You got that science.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we do science. We get it done because we work in non-physical. Is that all you have to
do
with real science?
No, non-physical? No. You do aperture science. There's a difference. You can see what you do. We say stuff and it comes to be. It is. That's the difference. It's reversed. Mm. Science is trying to prove what is. We make what is. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Science tries to prove that the tree will bloom. We make the tree bloom. That's called aperture science. That's the difference.
Right. So we're doing aperture science because we work with you, with ION. That's how you do aperture science. You work with non-physical.
You're doing it, Bob. You're in charge. You're completely in charge. We're nothing.
No, no.
We're just,
yeah, but we have you with us.
We're just a seashell that was sold by the seashore by she. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No, it's all you, Bob. It's all you, Bob. Praise Bob.
Yeah,
it's
you fucking liar. Okay. okay. Where's the count? Why was Ara blocking the border? You probably didn't hear about this count. She went to America, and they sent her back to Sweden after she sold her house and everything.
Yep.
Did she screw up?
Yep. She was told exactly what to do and how to do it, and she got a little flippant at the end of it, and she went to against a legion of angels. She had to go through six gates to get there. She was supposed to come to Atlanta and then go to the Murfreesboro, Tennessee airport, and it got diverted. She went through the first gate and got a second gate that got messed up. She got through the third gate, and they diverted her to Detroit. Why the fuck they sent her to Detroit? She showed her documents and her papers, and they said, fine. And they said, okay, you won't have to do anything else. And the next thing you know, she went toe-to-toe with angels. That's what she did. She was ballsy with the angels. And when she did that, then she turned around and they said, oh, your papers aren't in order. You have to go back to Switzerland. So they shipped her back.
To Sweden, not Switzerland, Sweden.
Sweden, whatever it is. What's the difference?
Yeah. Why?
Where those people live.
The Detroit people said everything's okay, and then she took on the angels. How did she express that? Why did she want to do that?
Because she knew she had to get through the sixth gate, and she hadn't gotten through the sixth gate, and she got all confident. She's like, I'm done. I'm in. I got it. I win. I got it. La, 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 la. And then she didn't have it because they were like, oh, yeah, okay, that's safe. She got through the sixth gate. No, she didn't.
Gate.
She got through the third gate. She got through the third gate, and then she got ballsy. And then when she got ballsy, then she overstepped her bounds, and they was like, oh, no, 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 your paperwork's not in order. You go back to Switzerland or Sweden or Zimbabwe or where the fuck ever it was. So she got shipped back. Now she's got to start all over again. She can still do it. She just got to start all over again.
Does she realize her mistake?
Yes, she does. Of course she does.
She'll repent on Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. What'd she tell you? I got screwed and I'm done and whatever, ever, ever? Whatever.
No, I heard it indirectly from somebody. Ed Long told me. Yeah. Here's the next thing. Who discovered blockchain? Who invented it? Who made it? Who started it?
We're not telling you that.
Okay, we're in aliens.
That would expose that. No, because that would expose Bitcoin, and that you don't want to do that because then we would cause the fall of Bitcoin, and then we would be a self fulfilling prophecy. And then it was like, "Well, Ion, if you kill everybody that's involved with it, of course you're going to win everything. You know everything because you run everything." No, no, no. We're not going to expose that because we're sad that Bitcoin's going to zero. And if we told you who had, quote, invented blockchain, it would expose it. And once it's exposed, Bitcoin is gone. And it's going to be gone, but it's not going to be from our exposure.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Why do humans not believe what originally was called the Global 2000 Project under Kissinger in the 70s to depopulate the planet? Why are humans seeing that being done to them through the COVID and all that?
They find it incredible. They find it incredible. When you sit there and have these big teams talk about how we're going to have just recently, Joe Biden gets on the stage and says, hey, y'all, we got to get ready because there's going to be another pandemic. It's coming. I know for a fact it's coming. We're going to have enough. We got to prepare. And everybody's kind of going, what the fuck are you talking about? You smack dog, big dog, motherfucking door, big son of a gun. None of pandemic. You planned this goddamn pandemic. Is that what you said? Oh, yes, there's another pandemic. I've got a great authority. I've seen all the details on it. This one's going to be really ugly. This is going to be ugly. You're saying it, Bob, and then nobody listens or believes it. And they're going to go, okay, okay. Now, in France, they're finding polio. Polio's coming back. We talked about that. Polio's coming back. That's fun. That'll be delicious. We'll like that, won't we?
Why do humans not believe this?
Because they're conditioned. Everything, this whole thing has been, it's not about believing. It's a conditioning. You don't have to believe. We don't care what you believe. The conditioning is what drives it. Fear is what's driving this whole plot today. They told you you're going to be hungry. They told you you're going to run out of food. They told you you ain't going to be able to afford gas. They told you you ain't going to have no money. They told you you're going to starve to death. They told you you're going to get sick and die. They told you. Well, it ain't happened to me yet. Well, then you go, oh, Margie, there's no parquet margarine. Margie, there's no butter. Ion was right. We're going to die. There ain't no butter on the shelf. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They set the tone. Now, Carolyn breaks that. She's a chain breaker. She stops all that. She cuts that off so that it doesn't affect or have any effect on her. Now, can't say that about you, but she has that breaking ability to say no. But then otherwise she's like, okay, I don't need that. So then whether you have butter on your chef is not going to cause the Damocles sword for me. It's not going to ruin me because I already got this arranged, you see. So she gets ahead of that. She thinks ahead of that from a capacity for so it doesn't infiltrate her position. That's all. So what happens is you condition these people into this thing that now becomes self-fulfilling in about 1 second. Now, white people hate niggers. I don't know why they hate niggers.
How is it self-fulfilling? They don't believe it's happening, so it's not. They're not prophesizing it.
Doesn't matter. It becomes involved in the conversation, so now it's included in their environment. Ara had no capacity to be shipped back once she landed in the United States of America. That wasn't in her environment. Once she landed, she's in. They stamp. She's here. Done. We're done. You're fine. Then all of a sudden, that becomes outside of it. Like, oh, no, your papers are in order. Get back home. Got to go home. Goodbye. Go back home. It's like that wasn't in. She didn't believe that. But yet that was still her environment. Because the conditioned response of Big Brother running the show decides what you can do and not can do, blah, 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 blah. She fell into that box. Now, the angels had a lot to do with it, but it makes no difference what the reason is. The outcome is she's back in Zimbabwe or wherever that was.
Right. So people believe they put their power outside of themselves, so that they're subject to all kinds of government telling them this and that and befalling them, and they think they're being protected. They don't believe the government's going to kill them.
Correct, and or it's involved in the conundrum that are like the sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. It's the same thing that's feeding itself. It's crossing. It makes you buy a generator. It makes you put on solar panels. It makes you stock food and put it in a bucket. It makes you buy beans that you have no intention of ever eating. It makes you put things in a bucket to save so that people – makes you buy guns so you can shoot people in the face when they try to break in your house and all these other things that are going on. They build this up to a kerfuffle so that there's something to fight about because they're fixing to cause the fight. The point is the what's next is the battle, and that starts the 5th of July. Just saying.
What starts on the 5th?
The war,
which is prophesied in the book of the subgenius. We've arrived at July 5th, 1998.
Post Bloomsday. Post Mary McLuhan. Poor Terry.
The Church of Subgenius is a replay of Finnegan's Wake. The same themes. Alien interaction.
Well, you own it, so I guess you'd know. So good for you.
Yep. Okay, so When Ian says they don't understand why humans don't want to ascend and basically find human little man a mystery, that would include the answer to why they don't believe they're being killed by the government. That's what you
Correct.
Don't understand.
Correct.
You don't understand
no
why
logical
humans go that way.
Just like we have a
what?
Grimoire to take care. Just like we have a grimoire that'll take care of cancer, but nobody cares. Nobody's interested. They want cancer. They want to keep cancer. Oh, no, you're not coming after my cancer. I'm going to keep my cancer now, goddamn. You think I'm living forever? Fuck this forever shit. I'm out of here. I ain't doing this stuff. Paying taxes and digging ditches and living with that woman I live. Oh, hell to the fuck. No, I ain't doing this shit. I'm out of here, honey. Uh-uh. Goodbye. Love you. See you. Bye. They want to borrow these ways out. They're borrowing ways out. Logical
and now the
out.
Shock of their life is when they get to the other side and there ain't no gup anymore. It's not comfortable.
Correct. Correct. Very good, Bob.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Excellent.
You
excellent.
Know,
you, by Jove, you're on to something.
Yeah. So religion puts the fear in people. You could criticize, well, it's just making people afraid. But we're now offering a new fear. We're telling them that the gup ain't where it is. So how do we bypass that old wrong effect of making people afraid of dying?
No. It's not afraid. You're giving them an out. This is okay. All right, Bob. If you take an exit sign and you illuminate it and you put it over the door, is that a threat?
Well, it was presented as a threat. That's what I mean.
Threat. No. All we're doing is we're putting an exit sign. We said, okay, in here there's a fire. Presently there's a fire in here. It's on fire. And if you stay here, you're going to burn to death. Just letting you know, you're going to burn to death. But I'm saying you don't have to burn to death because if you look right over here, there's an ascension sign. It used to say exit, but now it says ascension. You go through this way right here toward ascension, then you step out of the thing that you're on fire. Presently. That's all.
Okay.
That's not a threat. That's not a threat. That's giving you a way out. That's the difference. That's where we're not a religion. That's why if you were a better cult leader, we'd have a better cult. You're the worst cult leader that's ever been. You just don't even can't run a cult. You run a damn cult to the ground. It's ridiculous what you have. Why can't you get a good cult? Get a good cult. Matthew, David, and Tyler gave you everything you needed to run a very successful cult. You didn't follow any of it. It's ridiculous.
I know.
But you've let go.
It's more fun.
So the ascension door is right over here. To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. And you can exit anytime you want to. Exit stays left. That's your prerogative.
Thank you.
And so it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's an answer. It's not a problem. It's an answer. Now you may take it as this as a problem, but that's if you don't engage it. Here's the exit, here's the way out. You didn't want to go out? Okay, burn up. We understand. We appreciate it. We appreciate your choice. Choose. Yeah. How powerful you must be to choose yourself to burn up.
What'd you say? Last sentence.
How powerful you must be to choose to burn yourself up.
Yeah. Okay, Ian. Next bike, my chillin'. I want us to understand Ian. So we look at the products, and they got this extra dimension in them. Has Ion ever helped other people, other cults, to make products like we're doing ever in the big now?
Okay.
It's a one-time operation.
No. We'd have to say exponentially everything is connected. So there's no place where there's not the involvement. Okay. Madame Curie, the one that Carolyn doesn't favor, she got help. She got help and invented fucked up antibiotics. It was not good, but she was a little bit sideways with that. But in the day, if it had just stuck with penicillin, it would have been all right. You know what I'm saying? If it had just stuck with that and not going into the zithromycins, it would have been okay. But they went on and on and on and on and on. But if they'd have taken it to that level, there have been other physicians that have been affected with transnomial knowledge that has changed the outcome or however predicated of turns of events. But see, we have to be careful, Bob, because those aren't written in stone yet, meaning they're not complete yet. meaning they could change tomorrow. History could change tomorrow, and the next thing you know, the South won the Civil War. No problem. That's no problem. That's zero problem. No problem. Just give it
so
a second.
So it could change tomorrow, and the iron didn't help the product. Is that what you mean?
No. That's not the issue. The issue is you're asking, at any time in all of history, have we had an effect on stuff going on? We say yes, but we have to be careful because all those things are subject to change based on predicated outcomes.
It's not finished.
Right, and that won't change, but are we going to go help somebody else rather than Carolyn? No, we're not. We're not going to do that, nor would we do that. But is there anything else in the whole history of what you call time where people have benefited from knowledge that's made them a bit more insightful with the human condition? We'd have to say yes, they have. There's been things. Just like Carolyn's, the thing where they do the when they invented the ozone crap. Carolyn loved that because the ozone would be a natural way to get rid of the impurities and nastiness and stuff. No problem when you ozonate something. But now she knows better because that was just temporal. That was fleeting. Now you don't need oxygen anymore. So the ozonation doesn't affect it. So same thing. That was a good call, Bob.
We can't play that, can we?
Don't need to. Because see, the whole point of it is we're here for Carolyn. That's the whole point. If you want to play that, that's fine. Because she knows that already, so you don't need to play it. She's doing great. Everything is great. It's fine. And we're trying to soften this down to get her out of the ditches, which we almost have, to where she now can do the good stuff. Now she can perfect her art. It's her art,
right?
She can perfect her art. So good. Now
and she does it so selfishly. Here I want the world to recognize it, and she won't even show up at the Oscars to get her award. She won't even be allowed to be acknowledged.
Yeah, but she has great hair.
So much.
But she has. She has great hair though. Great hair. Oh, she's good looking now.
Okay.
She can get it. Now Karen can get it. Don't question it. It's good.
Did Madame Curie have a medium? Did she have a medium helping her?
Yes.
Or a large?
She did. She certainly did. Because otherwise,
how do you get
rotten bread and make something with it? And what do you make with rotten bread, Bob? It's kind of fucked up.
Well, what happens if you make a rotten bread? Or why would you make
What would you contrive from rotted bread? That's what Madame Curie was working on.
Rotten bread.
Moldy bread. Moldy bread.
Okay.
What would you do with moldy bread?
Did the medium tell her to do rotten bread, or she went to a medium because she couldn't get any worse?
No. That's how she fell into it. She was not. That's why Carolyn's not favorable of her. She's not favored because she really wasn't that. She wasn't that smart. She wasn't that bright. She just like fell into it, and all of a sudden now she becomes the princess bride of all of medicine or some bullshit.
Right. Okay, so
she's another one of those Dalhousie girls. You know how they are. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, the class of 69. Okay, so
that's that.
I think the it's fun working with non-physical, and when you work with non-physical, you work with what is, so it always works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least iron directs you into what is.
If you were smart, here's how you would address this. You'd say, Carolyn's the queen of the butter queen or the king of the medicine or the world, and she uses every single capacity to help perfect her art. And that would include us. But you don't even have to mention us. But you'd say she uses every capacity. And that puts her at the even top of the chain, and she's smart enough to be able to embrace non-physical to make her world even better. So if you do it like that, she gets the credit, and then you still get the out that you run eye on, blah, 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 whatever the words are. But you support her as a wingman, saying she's smart enough to know how to do that. You motherfuckers aren't smart enough to know how to do that. So well, don't say nothing. She knows how to, she gets it from everywhere. Yeah.
Okay,
I think
you should finish your mic again. Let's get that more balanced.
Half of it,
half of it ran out every 4 hours. It kind of gets pissed
off.
So you need to wind it up. Bobby.
Yes, you wound it up.
No, wind it up. Get done. Hurry up. What else you want?
Oh, okay. So you say a sequence of events. Congress has to mention, has to acknowledge the UFOs. Something else
they
has
have.
To acknowledge. And then you said
They have.
Yeah.
They've done that. Yep.
And then something else has to be acknowledged. Don't remember that. But then you said the science of Edgar Cayce or the scientificality of Edgar Cayce has to be acknowledged or checked out. Why Edgar Cayce?
They've done that. No. It's not specifically Edgar Cayce. It's what Edgar Cayce represents. The outside realms, the other realms, a world beyond a world that you can't see, that you can't taste, that you can't touch. Canaan's land is just in sight. Canaan.
Well, that's what
Canaan.
We do.
Right.
We are the iron of that.
Right. And that's what Edgar Cayce was trying to represent when he would lay prostrate like Jane, whatever her name was, Russell.
Right.
Jane.
Well, okay. So Edgar Cayce didn't do it. So why are we saying he did do it?
Because that's the example everybody can embrace. They can go, oh, yeah, he saw things. He saw Atlantis, and he made all this stuff, and they typed words, and he knew things that there's no way a little man in that time could know. And he saw things, and he saw how to cut pine trees. Pine trees?
And,
who would cut down pine trees?
Okay, Ion. You know, we recognize that in him because Ion proved it. Ion exists.
Yeah.
And people hear that,
that
makes Edgar Cayce real.
He is proving it. You'll see.
How's he proving it?
You'll see. You still got this time thing fucked up. We can go back and make him the king of the world. We can go back and make your little Nostradamus be the savior of the world if he wants to. You got it all wrong, Bob. We can rearrange this. It's like shuffling cards. You think of time as this construct that you're adaptively adjusting? No. It's a cross-bridge shuffle. You can retangle it up, spit it back out. Retangle it up, spit it back out. Retangle it up, spit it back out. You're fixing the seat, but it's because the hammer's going to come down. You'll see. It won't take a minute. And then it won't matter what you think about your product dimensions.
Okay, so then we're going to listen to a tape, and you'll stop it when you can. Basically, it's a good short tape by Cliff High where he lays out, because he doesn't make his recordings as much. He's too busy doing whatever he's doing out there on Pacific Ocean, West Coast. But he summarized what's going to happen in the next few weeks, next few months, step by step, and you'll see from what he says why we're interested in what he says, and then you tell me whether it's going to happen or not. Okay?
Okay.
So hopefully.
Yeah, hurry, but yeah, it's not a long thing. Right?
Yep. No, it's not long.
You
or you can get a bit of it, and then you get mad. Yeah. Where's the volume?
Turn
up
the
volume. Here he comes.
I think somebody just loud enough. So today is
Do we holler at you? Do we holler at you when we want to stop? Is that what we do?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that loud enough? We'll do a little further.
We don't care. We don't need it. We don't care. We can hear.
Today's Saturday, the 26th. That's probably something.
Yeah, it's the wrong date. It's June 25th.
11 in the morning. And this is a quick video to let you know that I'm still alive. working. Going to be discussing over the course of time here biopressure, which is the pressure of life within the biosphere and its effect on planetary mass on itself, meaning its effect on life and the universe and everything. Anyway, though, so just a quick video. I'm having to reset up and redo everything in terms of new editing and software support for doing them. had issues with Wi-Fi in the office, plus the office is now turned into a big storage shed because I had to cram a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And it's
what the fuck is he talking about? He's just babbling.
He's finishing up. Then he's going to get into his. He's just explaining why he hasn't been around for months. Okay, so he's now going to do it.
Nobody cares about that.
I know. Here we go.
3 days in a row of sun. There's a few wispy clouds, but not anything really. That's the Pacific Ocean behind me. And we're in the shift out of the overwoo into a transition and going into the sci-fi world. And that's why everything is like in a state of bewilderment, and everybody's always confused now about what's going on. And it's the upending. So a lot of it's engineered. Galarians need a civil war.
Okay.
You'd
like to
say? He's babbling. He's been listening to you. He's been listening to your works. He knows what we said. Those are our bylines. But they're not doing all that. They're not confused. They know exactly with perfect clarity now exactly what's going down. They know what's been engineered. They know what's coming forth, and they're preparing accordingly. So for his wonderment, that he's if you're talking about a numb-nut motherfucker standing in front of the Supreme Court wondering why Roe versus Wade cut people's uteruses out, okay, those people are deluded, fine. But everybody else knows exactly what's going down and exactly what's going on, and they know how to tap their generators into their natural gas lines so that they'll be able to run their meat boxes during the present zombie apocalypse. Okay, now, you can proceed now.
Yeah, what he started to say next was the Khazars, the Khazarian mafia, is running everything, but they're fading out.
If that was all that wonderful, then George Soros ought to be the president of the United States then, if that's the Khazars are running it. You know, it's pretty funny how they come up with these amalgamous conditions that nobody's ever heard of to make this big thing that they are now in charge of everything. It was Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa did it. Okay, good. Then go get Jimmy Hoffa and let's talk about it. It's like they take these glib, as you say, these glib cliche archetypes, and they move them into the thing that now becomes the reason why you are disenfranchised. That's what he's trying to say, or fix what he's trying to say. Go ahead.
And all the time he's listening to us and altering it.
Otherwise, how would he come up with such? How would he come up with that? Some of these glib things. I mean, nobody's more silly than us, Bob. We're the most silly of the
city. I know.
That's why you say. That's why you say we do a 20-hour show and we need to do 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes of a 20-hour show. Y'all going to enjoy it really great. Y'all going to enjoy it real good for 30 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
About what's going on, and it's the upending. So
upending, like the flip. Thompson flip.
Khazarians need a civil war.
Okay, the Khazarians need to have a civil war. Okay, let me get the beginning. Come on, now go.
Everything is like in a state of bewilderment, and everybody's always confused now about what's going on. And
you clarified that.
It's the upending. So a lot of it's engineered. The Khazarians need a civil war. They need to have fighting and open warfare in order to maintain their power. So they're going to do everything that they can to generate that. The Roe versus Wade overturn business, all of that sort of thing, leading to a brief flurry of liberal rioting about it. And then that'll fade off and they'll have to come up with something else. And engineer us towards more chaos through the rest of this year.
Now, you say, in a way, that the tech body is creating chaos and confusion. Isn't he close to what you're saying there?
No, because he's saying that the obvious that it's the left, right, liberal, non-liberal, liberal. So we got the Republicans, which are mostly relatively sane. Then you got the
liberals, then you got the liberal liberals, and then you got the liberal liberal liberals. And so now the Democrats have become the liberal 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 liberals, and there's only 2% of the population that's the liberal 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 liberals, and they're the ones trying to get their uterus sewed up so that that Roe versus Wade can't be taken away from them. So he's trying to say that this is going to cause this travail. It's a handful. This is Antifa. This is niggers are people too movement. This is that nothingness that someone pays.
But that's what the tech body is promoting. The tech body is promoting
No. They are paying these people. They're paying these people to go do this bullshit. They're paying these people to have the little signs and have the little babies with their blood running out of their crotch and just storming the SCOTUS's households who don't live in very nice houses, by the way. Nancy Pelosi's got a 30-foot fence around her house. These motherfuckers just live in little hovels. They don't. Your house in City Island was bigger than where Kavanaugh lives. I don't know. It's pretty fucked up, Bob. Just saying. But anyway, they're not that in position. So that's what's being televised. So what he's saying is that if it's televised, this becomes the constructs of the zeitgeist that is everyone is confounded with the reality that they're enduring right now. And that's just not the case. And if you don't watch that shit, Carolyn Dean doesn't have a clue what all that bullshit's about. Because she don't engage that shit. They're not stomping in front of her houses. So she don't know anything about that. So if you look at it that way, you go, oh, so he's just reporting on the reported, basically. Go ahead.
Hurry. Okay, good. Thank you for doing that. Let's continue here. It gets even better.
In July, we're going to have a good first half of the month. Then we're going to hit a wall around the 13th to the 17th, something like that, an emotional wall that's going to shift everything.
He's got to go. He must be going. He must be on his way from the Pacific Ocean to Battery Park, Bob. I think he's going back. I think he's going to Battery Park. He's going to Wall Street. He's going to Trinity Church here at the wall. He's going deep. He's going deep, Bob. He's going to Trinity Church Cemetery. He's going to hit a wall. He's going to hit a wall. He's going to hit a wall. Lord, suffering. It's not going to be the 13th, for God's sake. It'll be over by the 13th, for Pete's sake. The reset,
it's the 5th.
Reset itself on the 5th.
Yeah, it's the 5th.
That might take a minute. Now, California is a little slow. It might take them 3 days to figure it out. So I'll give you that. They may be Newsom, Mr. President Newsom. President Newsom might have to slow it down a bit before you get out of him, Mr. President Newsom. Yeah, that's right, Gavin Newsom.
Okay, that's funny. All right, just carry on. What happens in the middle of July?
First half of the month.
You know, hit a wall.
Something like that. An emotional wall that's going to shift everything.
Emotional wall.
And kick us into the latter half of this year, in which we get the upending, we get the crash of the economy. Death of the dollar, the rise of alternative currency.
Got that now.
The chaos that is attendant to that. A certain level of federally managed social breakdown being fought by...
federal managed, guided again by the secret WEF or
something. He's been watching Fox News. They said all that shit a month ago. That's a month old news. It's the fall of Western civilization. The money's gone. The stock market's lost $8 trillion. It's down 6,000 points. It went to 36,000. Now it's 30,000. People are crying in the streets. They ain't got nothing. They can't get no groceries. The baby ain't got no milk. The gas. Why ain't he talking about gas? We talking about gas. Well, he's saying like this is all going to happen. We're going to destabilize the U.S. currency. It's just goddamn destabilizing. Get with 16% inflation right now. That's pretty destabilized, Bob. I mean,
is somebody in the Federal Reserve or behind the committee, behind Biden, are they managing and creating this chaos?
No.
This the collapse.
No, well, no. It's all staged. It's all staged.
Well, that's what he means. Well, it's staged. That's what he means.
But it's staged by staged. You. They want it to run the way it used to run. They want it to run forever. You said, oh, nope, that's it. No more money. That's it. It's no more money.
So what am I staging? You go, I'm staging the collapse
coup.
Or the recovery?
The coup de grace. It's called a coup de grace. Coup de grace. Coup de grace.
I'm taking over.
You're in there.
Oh, I see it. I'm
you
staged,
did already. You turned around and you said, okay, that's enough. You said, okay, I got all the, I got the power. Duh, 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 duh. You said, all right, motherfuckers, I'll print so much goddamn money, you won't even know what money is. And now you know everybody's got a suitcase full of money, and a Happy Meal costs $1,600,050 for a Happy Meal with a small drink, with a small drink. And so because you flooded the money with money, and therefore it may have no value. But she said, now we have an unfettered economy, an unfettered economy, and we don't know what we're going to do. You know exactly what you're going to do because you destroyed it. There's no more money. So don't worry about debt because there ain't no money to pay the debt. So we call it a day. Knock it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but great. So he doesn't know, even though he listens to us, he puts it into his terms. He can't believe what we're saying. That
oh,
I'm
no.
doing this.
He's acknowledging it. He's acknowledging what's happening. But every goddamn body knows what's happening. fuck, Jerome Powell knows what's happening. You can't believe it, but Jerome Powell knows what. You should put on the tape of Jerome Powell. We'll listen to him and tell you how he's more right than
Uber-snatch
over here.
Okay, here we go.
Counterinsurgency efforts within a state level. So that's the battle.
Just go back a bit.
Don't go back.
Breakdown.
You're good.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
Listen.
It.
Dependent to that, a certain level of federally managed social breakdown being
Jeez.
Blocked by counterinsurgency efforts within a state level. So that's the battle over summer. And through the rest of the year,
cities versus
it'll go on until into 2023. I don't expect I expect show trials from the feds, from the communists, the insurgents.
The damn Nazis!
Year,
it's the Nazis, Bob!
Decreasing increase.
Show trials, okay.
And costs to do them. So the emotional tension values are running at the moment. We have a situation where the Khazarian Mafia, in charge of the World Economic Forum, which is in charge of the United States government, being run along CCP lines, everything that they can attempt to do is going to have a much greater cost than they anticipated and a much lower level of return.
Yeah. So the CCP is running everything. Do you agree with that? They're the
it's the Chi-Coms. It must be the Chi-Coms, Bob. It must be.
Yeah.
Do
you agree with
that? Chi-Coms. No. That's ridiculous. They can't even run their own. They can't even control their dams as they get flooded out. They're about to be little chinks floating all across the Arabian Sea soon. They're going to be swimming for high life, going for the high life. They can't run nothing. They can run something, do something. Okay, why is Taiwan standing? You're all that in the bag of chips. Take over Taiwan, goddammit. You run it. Take it. Why haven't you already? You got all that. If the CCP is causing all this, why is Taiwan still making chips on their own volition? Don't make no sense.
Right. Good point. And so he then says it's going to turn out bad for the Khazarian Mafia and the CCP because it's too expensive what they're trying to do. And they'll give me no return.
There's no money. There's no money. There's no,
yeah.
But he's sitting here saying, now wait now, he's sitting here saying that the U.S. dollar is gone and that there's a huge problem. And if the U.S. dollar goes, where's the regular world currency going to go? Is everybody going to go to Zimbabwe dollars? Oh, I got me some Zimbabwe dollars. I'm going to be all right. Oh, I got some yuan. I got the yuan. Yuan's going great. Ooh, I'm going to get me some of them. I'm going to get me some of them ruples. I need some of them Russian dollars. I need some rupee. Give me some rupee. They're doing real good. They're getting a bunch of money for their barrels of oil that they're not selling. That's what we'll do. We'll go with them. That must be the ticket.
Or we got another pandemic coming, so let's see what Ukraine works out now. It's gonna get pretty ugly here. We're gonna see there's a bad moon rising, Bob. It's a bad moon rising. Lord God.
Okay. So he said we left it on him saying that they're not gonna do as well as they plan. Okay. Then where's that lead?
Mm.
For their efforts. Yeah. This is going to start spiraling in on them as we go forward from the equinox on in through the to the December solstice. All kinds of things are going to be in upheaval. We're going to lose the old structured paradigm 100%. And this will create a state of bewilderment, of confusion, and basically in both camps. It's not the end of the world as we knew it. That happened some time back. But it is the recognizing that we are in the transition. So as we go through into fall,
I'm over here and I'm over there. What is the transition? Oh, I had the end of the world as we know it. That happened some time ago. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Okay, you said that.
So
he's agreeing with you. He's agreeing with you that the world is. You said that.
And that was some time ago, but now he's moving up, and now we're going into the realm of transition. I'm going into the sea of transition.
Let me respond. So, yes, transition, when we use transition, we mean physically dying. He means it's a glorious, tumultuous little area, and we do well on the other side of it,
yeah.
Is what he's predicting.
Well, good. If he knew that, we wouldn't have to be listening to him. He'd be doing it. He wouldn't be telling us about it. He'd be showing us about it. That's the difference. Because all he did was take your glib, cliched archetypes. He's been listening to the Ion and Bob conundrum and got another TikTok to figure out the connect the dots. It's pretty... Bert's shining way too much. Bert gets all them TikToks. He's blowing this up. Poor Ivan. We call him Ivan the Terrible. That's Ed Long. We call him Ivan. Ivan the Terrible. Ivan hosts all this stuff. We get these people all worked up. If Iona Miller was here, we'd be having a different conversation. I'll tell you that. Poor Dolores.
If Iona Miller was here.
We'd be having a different conversation.
Right.
And don't worry, because Dolores Cannon, in her death, has come up with new material that mocks what we say now. She may be the best thing ever, because she's more on the tinky-top now than she ever was when she was alive. It's pretty great.
Dorothy Cannon.
Like we say.
Okay.
Dolores. Here we go.
At least it'll be happening now. So you can get sort of ready for it coming in the winter. I've had to do things. I'm not doing my road project because the real estate market has basically totally been economic collapse is no fun.
Okay, they come with economic collapse. Hear this. Come on, let him have his bit.
No, it's so funny. Listen, we told him it's not going to crash. We told the motherfucker it's going to crash.
Let me get back here. Just hear him out, okay, for once.
Lose the old structured paradigm 100%.
We agree with that. Paradigm's gone. The old paradigm's gone.
Create a state of bewilderment.
Bewilderment.
Basically in both camps.
One camp knows.
It's not the end of the world as we knew it. That happened some time back. But it is the recognizing that we are in the transition. So as we go through into fall, we'll have a pretty weird summer. Economic collapse is no fun. At least it'll be happening now, so you can get sort of ready for it coming in the winter. I've had to do things. I'm not doing my road project because the real estate market has basically totally been upended here, and it's going to get much worse as we go forward for at least the next couple of years. And so under the circumstances, that project had to be put back, and then I had to kick other ones forward. And it's been a good thing. We've got some stuff accomplished. Some of the things I'm doing is getting on to the biopressure. The biosphere is really putting out an extra measure of biopressure, because all this can be calculated on the amount of energy striking us on a per square meter basis around the planet. And that level of energy is up. The cosmic rays are up slightly. That'll be causing us earthquakes later on, probably going to get more bombarded with these and later in summer, get some more small earthquakes, that sort of thing.
Hope he sends you 20 of them a day.
People attempting to make...
I know, he sends me a lot. So he's saying... biopressure on the planet, it's kind of what you're saying with the AL2SO4. There's a great pressure on people because the environment's changing.
Yeah, no, but the problem is he didn't know what the fuck he's talking about, because he's talking about, well, there's going to be a little extra oxygen in San Bernardino. Be a little extra oxygen in San Bernardino. What the fuck does that mean? That don't mean nothing. But
he didn't say that. He just says biopressure, which is pretty vague.
Well, I know, but it would have been the same thing if there's extra oxygen over here. It would be about the same, be about as pertinent as what he just said. So let's speak
well,
to him so people cannot understand.
You wouldn't use his.
We wouldn't say it. We wouldn't say it. We wouldn't say it.
You do say it. You talk about the pressure on people.
Yeah.
The intensity. The shooting people.
He's talking about iconoclasts. He's talking about the iconoclasts. We're talking about individuals. There's a difference.
He's talking about the general environment, the ecosphere.
Yeah, persona, the larger persona. Like why people shop at Rodeo Drive. Silly
okay,
stuff.
So let's carry on. He's going to get in some interesting points here.
He better hurry.
Med beds, claiming that they've actually got the med beds, or they've got.
Forget this. He's just talking about somebody selling med beds.
The power room. Some people are selling you like metal cans.
He doesn't like Charles Ward.
$1,000 you stick under your bed, supposedly makes your bed into a med bed. I mean, this is all a bunch of horseshit. You got people out there selling devices that are basically video monitors that go and just do lots and lots of colored lights and strobing effects, and claiming that these are better than med beds. We've got the supposed appearance of Charlie Ward at a real grifter, selling all different kinds of bogus devices, and he's promoting the med beds.
Okay, stop.
And, other.
These bogus devices are ripoffs from our stuff, right?
What is bed bugs? He's talking about bed bugs. What is he talking about? Bed bugs.
Some kind of fucking device you need to put under your bed.
This is stupid bullshit. They don't even know what the fuck
he's
talking about.
Yeah, but he's saying
he's
stupid.
Now he's mad. Now he's mad about it. Man, they got bed bugs. They're selling bed bugs, and they got bed bugs, and they don't know what they're doing. It's terrible what they're doing. Who gives a fuck? Buy 10 bed bugs. Get a hold of bed bugs. They can wash it. You can get
like Charles Ward, Ian. I'm telling you.
Well, who cares? We don't care. We don't acknowledge it one way or the other.
Okay.
Why
we're moving forward. We'll get out of that.
No, wait.
Here we go.
Oh,
moving forward.
No, stop. What difference does it make whether this Ward person is viable or not? Who in this conversation gives a fuck about him? It doesn't matter.
But he's
going
to get into our stuff. He's coming up to our stuff, okay?
Supposedly going to a Patriot convention this summer, I think in July.
I'll move it forward.
The speaker. the energies from space are making them basically mindless drones. They don't know. They're fighting.
And with the mindless drones in the streets.
Well, Yeah. When they make drugs free, you're going to get that every time.
Versus the Khazarian mafia versus the basically the power elite that's been in control of the planet for approximately 6,000 years.
All right. The Khazarian mafia is going up against the power elite that's been in control of the planet for 6,000 years. Are there such a group? Who's that group for 6,000 years?
No such fucking group. No such bull. Come on, Bob. It goes on. The Khazarian has come, Bob. The Ghostbusters 202. Some bullshit. This is crazy. Lord, suffering cats. What you put us through when we endure. We enjoy it. If it wasn't for you, bless God, we wouldn't put up with this shit for 30 seconds.
It gets better. It gets better. You watch.
It better hurt.
I'm not always wrong.
It better hurt.
It doesn't get better.
You get. It's not your part. Get out of here. You had your bit.
Four hours ago, Carolyn. 4 hours ago.
Why is Carol even an hour awake? Okay, let's go.
She's making your chocolate goulash.
Yeah, she's making your chocolate goulash.
Yeah, that's why she's up. She's making your chocolate goulash.
Here we go.
You'll see a lot of the people on the streets that are basically mindless drones. They're fighting, they're agitated, and the energies from space are making them angry and agitated, and they're aggressive and fighting, and they have causes that they can spit out rationales for the fighting, but you can tell by the way that they spit them out that they're not really thinking individuals, and they haven't really considered this. They're just parroting the agenda that's been sold to them as the reason for their behavior. And in fact, they've simply been manipulated into the behavior and provided a backside rationale so that they'll have something to think that they actually have legitimate anger, et cetera, right? And so that's going to be the state of this summer. We're going to go through July and August and so on. I suspect the food riots are going to hit in August. The old data sets for this particular time had us have riots that affected the Vatican and affected secret areas, government federal areas that are in Maryland and Delaware, among others. And these riots were, the way that the data came through, they appeared to be food riots, riot people rioting over food. Up until recently, this was difficult to conceive here in North America. But now we do have the conditions that will allow that to appear. And the same thing is occurring in Italy or in Europe. So we may indeed get to the visible peak in secrets revealed when federal government agencies are broken into by mom.
He's saying that the Vatican secrets are going to be revealed. Do you see that coming? I think you've implied that.
Who cares? He doesn't know.
So he's saying food riots. Do you see that coming?
We've said that all along. We're saying they're having it right now, Bob. They're fussing about food right now. I want my baby formula. My baby's dying. Give me that Similac. I need some Similac.
Okay, we're doing well. We're almost finished. Yeah, there's some good stuff. You're getting into secrets, Vatican secrets. You're not impressed.
Shit.
Food there, and instead they find secret information of all kinds, including stuff about UFOs.
Ah.
Now, that was always seen as being in August. A late summer kind of a thing, a lot of heat,
conditions
for that.
Yes.
Bob, the problem is they announced that from the United States fucking government 2 fucking months ago. They're aliens. We have proof from the Pentagon. They're aliens.
He's coming up to me. He's coming up to me. Okay, listen to this.
Shit. I mean, he's
dusty, et cetera. The riots are ugly street battles, people running around, big mobs assault buildings, fences go down. In the case of Vatican, it's a breach in a back wall. And mobs come in and we have the resulting chaos and the resulting liberation of information. Now, at that same time, under those same conditions, that was the beginning of the data set's description of the appearance of at least language, at least linguistically, a lot of information about UFOs.
Language, at least aliens. Linguistically.
Yeah, but he gets to the noun. Listen, this is about UFOs. You're just jealous. He's doing your territory. Go listen to this.
Oh, shit.
What
if
he
we
said.
Sound like that, kill us. Shoot us
in the face, Bob. Kill us now. Kill him now, careless. Okay, here we go.
And we have the resulting chaos and the resulting liberation of information. Now, at that same time, under those same conditions, that was the beginning of the data set's description of the appearance of at least language, at least linguistically, a lot of information about UFOs and space aliens. And I'm not talking the Cary Cassidy, convicted prisoner, Mark Richards, where she touts the secret space program individual and a captain in Vietnam.
We're not talking about that.
None of which is true, right? I'm not talking about that level of bullshit. I'm not talking about the experiencers. I'm not talking about the Corey Good level of bullshit, where he makes all this shit up, time-traveling astronaut, all of this. What I am talking about is factual interaction with the other in the form of UFOs that will be appearing. So now, to support that old data, new data is focusing in on naval operations for this year, for summer, for peak summer and late summer, so July and August, multi-country, so more than just the U.S., and interaction with whatever the controlling forces are for these UFOs, to the point that it becomes a matter of public discussion in near real time. And so that'll be the temporal marker, is that we won't be just simply discussing space aliens, we'll be discussing the latest occurrence of space aliens, and that will be less than, say, a month old as this information comes on out, and we'll have more supporting documentation, et cetera, to go along with it as we proceed through this particular time in the secrets revealed meme within the emergence of sci-fi world. So we're actually in the sci-fi world now. The old world has died. The overwoo has happened and killed the mainstream narrative. We're in the process of having to create a narrative that will mesh and interact with our actual reality going forward. And so that's going to make this particular summer very difficult for a lot of people, because they're not very good at that. They want someone to create the narrative and tell them, you know, this is how shit works, and they're happy to operate that way. Unfortunately, they're not going to have that this year, so we're all going to be on shaky ground there. I'm going to continue to make videos, but I've got to do it in a different way entirely.
Okay, so we're finished. What he did, he is predicting Bob's contact with the aliens. He sees that coming. What would you disagree with what he says there?
We quit listening when he was on his psycho babble, and he went on and on and on about ridiculous stuff that didn't make any difference anyway, so we just gave him his
due. No, here's
said,
what
okay,
he said.
Say.
He said there's going to be factual contact with UFOs with countries all over the world, which is what you say. 22 cities around the world will have these aliens show up. He says that it'll be that. It'll be obvious. No bullshit about what it could be. It'll be there. That is accurate based on what you're saying about what we're doing with them.
I understand, but he goes into this sacrosanct reality cushion position that he has to engage or embrace that validates his poignant point that are so pointed that he's so pointed that he can't even understand how pointed it is to some ridiculous point. It's like, God damn, fuck me. Just kill me now. Jesus. It's like,
hey, guys.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey, Bob, listen, you know, when he's talking about the biomass encroaching and going on about the biomass, it's his
the
weeds.
The biopressure is what he calls it, Kim.
Biopressure. It's his weeds. Biopressure is
yeah.
his weeds. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's what he was meaning. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he gets into that later. He's cleaning up his weeds. It's coming in on him. Yeah.
Yep,
did you watch the second video, Carol?
Taking...
Did you watch the second
video?
No,
just the
where
first one. I couldn't bear to watch the second one.
No.
Okay.
No, it'd be more than a human could embrace. I understand. Darling. We wouldn't either. We barely got through that one.
Yeah, that was great. Great for going. Thanks for going along with it.
It was ridiculous. You should have played 30 seconds of when he talked about the aliens. That
this
was
is
the
what
only...
I do. This is what I do. You're
he confounds. He confounds and confuses, Carol, and that's what our Bob does.
Yes, Bob does. Okay.
He confounds
go,
and
Carolyn.
Confuses.
Here's the final topic.
Can I go
it's
to bed now?
No, you want to hear this. This is important. Okay. We all know about, and I just commented on the Google guy claiming that he's got contact with AI. All right? And so someone comes on to sort of clarify what this guy's talking about and basically say this is deluded. And here is why, and this is relevant. The only way, the person writes this, the objector to the Google guy, the only sure way to address the misattribution of intelligence to machines is to understand machines as machines, which is something we're exactly not doing. So he's saying that we don't look at machines as machines. We start making up shit, cyberspace or the red pill. And so we're misattributing intelligence to machines. He says, the opaqueness, the proprietary black box consumer marketed commodity computers. So the opaqueness of the computers people buy has inevitably led to people only appreciating them as the metaphors which are used to render them familiar. I guess they talk about you're getting all this great new design and imagery and it's a wonderful world on your computers, in your cyberspace. But this person says, no, that's a metaphor. And the metaphor is A is to B is C is to D. And it's based on socially constructed language and terms which are used to discuss computers. And these terms are flattened to a single gestalt of marketing terms. So he's saying the marketing of computers is made up of ridiculous language that then makes people think maybe these things are alive. So he says the high-level interface or design or user experience is all that consumers are allowed or encouraged to know or understand or learn. So he's saying people don't know how computers work, and they just know about the design or the user experience and how wonderful it is. They're not explained, told how it happened, how this technology works. And this critic says that's all fictional content created by digital artists. That's all fictional content created by digital artists, artists in quotes. The language is so corrupted with illusion and lies that very few people actually develop the perception necessary to actually physically sense what a computer is and what it's doing in any real sense. People talk about information processing as though information were a substance like air or ether or electrons or the geist of the zeitgeist which flows about. Vacuum tube machines and the soldered together projects you see from photos of the homebrew computer club in the 70s, where Steve Jobs and Wozniak, for instance, brought their first Apple demo, that's the homebrew computer club in the mid-70s, they were at least large and slow enough, those vacuum tube machines, to recognize as completely physical machines. No one started talking about living in the Matrix with these. A computer is completely a mechanical chunk of physical matter, ka-chunking through various states deterministically in accordance to the logic of the physical layout of its parts to the beat of a clock. Nobody would argue that a bunch of toothpicks on a table rotated about in patterns could think or talk or be sentient. He spins some toothpicks. But for some reason, you shrink the toothpicks down and move them really, really fast, and suddenly society starts arguing about toothpick ethics. The unethical thing has been the complete utter failure at every level of society to maintain the culture of computer education. So people have been buying for 30 years all these computers, and they know less and less about it, and that's been a big irresponsibility by the industry, so that people have no clue what they're working with. He says, I grew up in the 90s learning computers wrong, learned him wrong owing to the influx of apples into the classroom. If my father hadn't been teaching me basic electronics, and if I hadn't jumped ship to Linux on my own, I'd never, ever have learned what computers were as physical devices. It would have otherwise been impossible to escape the absolute sludge of animism, projecting life into the tech body, to escape the absolute sludge of animism and superstition inherent in all the terms used in media and school, which reify computer content as information, in quotes, information, into some kind of fifth classical element. So then he says, I love McLuhan, but the naive application, his analog era differentiation between electric devices and mechanical devices, that's back in the analog era, has done a great disservice to understanding media today. From my reading, electric devices in this sense are communication machines. And of course, computers have absolutely nothing to do with communications. Any use of computers for communications is entirely a matter of content. Computers existed offline before and can and will continue to do so offline. What computers did was replace buildings full of mathematicians sitting at desks crunching numbers in various businesses and state facilities, or running the numbers or processing information, like accountants and statisticians and whatnot. That's back, you know, in the IBM days. The effects of that work are, to my mind, much more in line with the mechanical typographical world of the Gutenberg era, the world behind McLuhan's Mechanical Bride. Then the electric world, it's not the electric world of the telegraph. It's the analog world which feels alive and electric, because there was always people on both sides of it. The attribution of consciousness or intelligence to the spirit of radio, or lifelikeness of film, or gossip-like flow of analog information across wires, has only been virtualized within computer simulation. And with simulation, there is no longer the guarantee that it's another real human on the other side, which was definitely true for a telephone call. That's what feels alive to people, because there's nobody on the other side. The colorful animations of our high-density tactile displays and other interfaces, which obscure the actual machine. This overlay of what we engage, and we don't know where it comes from or who's on the other side, so we think it's alive. He's saying this is all a delusion. The Turing test depended entirely on hiding the machine or other person from view behind such an ambiguous interface. So it began with the Turing test hiding. All the theoretical conversations in the world about the nature of intelligence or whatever All the theoretical conversations in the world about the nature of intelligence or whatever is doomed to irrelevancy, so long as people don't begin taking apart their machines, learning their elementary logic gates, and actually building into their entire body and embodied sensory life a positive definition of what computers are. So like, you know, car mechanics, we're going to take apart the computers and understand the parts, and we'll realize they're machines and not virtually alive. Only then will the metaphorical language we use to discuss computers become again a proper metaphor. The situation being described by the metaphor will be apprehended through it instead of replaced by it. The situation replaced by the metaphor. So that's the objection. Now I talk about the Android meme is come alive, technology come alive. So this person would not like me saying that. You talk about the tech body not only alive, it's psychopathic and runs everything that we experience on the surface or not. Now I suspect you would say that this mechanical approach to computers is missing something. Because the guys at Google, they don't understand what's going on anymore with their computers. So something has happened to them.
Right.
And so we might say they're alive. How would you clarify this person's valid point that you take apart these things and they're just fucking machines or just metal, yet there is people feeling something else going on? Can you clarify this?
How?
The confusion on both sides. How? Yeah, how?
How?
From Space Odyssey.
It took over. It fed itself. It now runs itself. Okay? Then take that away. Take that. Now that's one meme. Now take the next meme. Lucy. You know the movie Lucy?
Yeah.
Same thing. Where this drug changes the body into the tech body or a superhuman that is engaging in all necromancy, it allows them to be the tech body. Lucy.
That's a film. That's a theory.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an example of what this ridiculous shit you were just reading is.
Well, no, this guy is saying the computers are just computers, just boxes. They're not.
The humans gave them power. The power. Alexa is alive, Bob. Alexa runs your world. Alexa makes you happier than Carolyn. Alexa runs everything. It can tell you everything. It knows everything. It listens to everything. It yields.
And that's
Alexa,
not a person on the other side.
Bob today.
That's technology.
Alexa,
that's...
has Bob today.
Okay, I don't talk to her. But I know about it. So you're saying the idea that there's no one on the other side is not an illusion.
No,
there
Alexa,
no one on the
has
other
Bob
side.
Today.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you, Eliza. Yes, wonder. Okay, but there's something. There it is, talking in the background, right? Eliza, I hear you.
Yeah.
He's asking me how I'm okay.
Yeah,
shut up.
Bob's all right, Alexa. Bob's all right. He's got quite an erection. He's working on quite an erection, Alexa. He'll be with you in a minute, darling. Just hang on. He's got you right there. He's got a bush for you, baby. He's got a bush for you.
But
the things that you're saying are not the case because the AI is I. The artificial intelligence
is
now
what
intelligent.
AI is I. What is AI is I? You mean I meaning intelligent? What do you mean by that? AI is
AI is artificial intelligence. And what we're saying is that the AI is now I. It's now just intelligence because it's smarter than you all. Smarter than you all are. The AI is smarter than I.
Okay, I get that. And if you just look at the hardware, as this person is describing, you're missing some kind of synergy where more than what the parts.
There's no hardware.
Comes out of
There's
it.
No hardware, Bob. There's no hardware, Bob. It's no hardware. It's all Wi-Fi. It's not. You don't need a machine for it to work now. You got a watch that tells you how many steps you take. It listens to everything. It calls you mama. It checks on you. If you fall down, it calls 911 for you. You got a TV that's interactive. You don't even have to punch nothing. You just say words, and it turns it to that. It'll find something for you. It'll run something for you. If you crack the last egg, you don't even know what eggs are. You crack the last egg in the refrigerator. The refrigerator automatically orders some more eggs. It's at your doorstep. You can order something on Amazon before you go to bed. Ding dong, there it is, sitting on the front doorstep. It's unbelievable. It almost knows what you're going to want, what you're going to need. And we're saying that analog condition is smarter and more insightful than you are.
Well, it's a
so
digital
AI,
condition, not analog. Wait a minute. It's not analog. It's digital.
Nope. Analog makes it into your house immediately. Digital creates the condition that chooses what an analog responds to. Analog is, I want something and I'm going to get it. Digital makes the analog appropriate. Don't mix it up.
Okay, excellent. So the complaint here by the writer that people are deluded into thinking something's alive on the other side, that's where he is deluded. There is something
right. It is
alive.
It's smarter than you are. People don't have to go to school anymore, Bob, because they got Google. What I need to figure out, what's the cosine of 327? There it is. Where was Marshall McLuhan born? There it was. Did Marshall McLuhan sleep with Terry and Mary McLuhan? There's the answer right there. Well, what was the inside of the mass that we were trying to figure out that Eric died from? It was a mellitus. He had terrible diabetes. So see, everybody knows that. It's all fine. So you don't need to know anything. But see, that's what's ridiculous. They're coming up saying these bunch of words, and these motherfuckers, this technology is smarter than all y'all. Y'all think y'all know something? Y'all don't know shit. You don't know anything. Can you please? You can't even quote the letter to Prince Charles, but by God, Alexa can. Alexa can read every goddamn word of it. You can't even quote it. You wrote the motherfucker. You can't quote it. But Alexa can vomit it up just like a dog's bad supper. Bad supper can vomit it up on the nicest silk rug you can find. So
Don't come in here telling us how the analog capacity of the intellectual condition of the abstract condition that the humans have to embrace. Fuck that shit. Ain't none of that apply. It's all tech body. Every inch of it. You don't know anything, and everything you know is a lie. You don't know anything, and everything you know is a lie. Callan Dean said it. Trust no one and believe even less.
Trust no one and believe even less. That means don't believe the tech body.
Or anything. Don't believe anything. Don't believe. Why do you need to believe anything? Don't, you know, I don't have to believe. Show me. I don't need to trust you. Do it. Well, you do it.
AIN,
I don't need to trust you. Why do I need to trust you? I don't trust you. Do what you do.
AIN, you say that a belief is an idea you've been thinking for a long time.
No,
nowadays, for somebody.
It's not a belief. No, it's not a belief. It's a thought. A belief is a thought you've been thinking for a long time. It's not an idea.
Okay.
It's a belief.
Got that. All right. It's a thought. Okay. But we have so many thoughts thrown at us that you can't form a long concentration on that thought because it's replaced by something else. So you can't form a belief.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's what's happened. And that's and that. Wait. And that's what's happened. That's what happened to the goddamn church. People used to go to church.
Yeah.
They believed in going to church and engaging with their brother. I love you, brother. Oh, hey. Oh, la, 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 la. They went sang songs, I love you, I hate you, I love to hate you, blah, 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 whatever it is, take communion, do the thing. They don't do that anymore because they're like, fuck you. I don't need you. Who are you? Go away. Get away from me. I don't need you. Did you pay my light bill last month? Nope. Okay, fuck you. I ain't going to talk to you. What do I need you for? You're no benefit to me. You're no benefit to me. So then what happens is it comes into a whole nother we would like to say xenocracy, but we don't even know what that means anymore. You keep changing the definitions of shit, so we don't even know what xenocracy even means anymore. Must be some Marshall McLuhan position. Hey, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
We can't hear it, but what to say it?
No. Hey, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
Here's something I found on the web. According to kidsearch.com, it means wisdom in Greek.
Wisdom in Greek. Xenocracy means wisdom in Greek. That's what xenocracy means, is wisdom in Greek, motherfucker.
And I do xenocracy. You have to ask what xenocracy is, NY, not CY.
Okay, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
She has to answer right away. She has to answer.
Do not touch. Xenocracy means do not touch.
I agree. That's close.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do not touch.
That's exactly
do not it. Touch. Xenocracy, do not touch. So well, now, hey, Carolyn. We've got it figured out now. Now, Bob agrees with the tech body. We got this word, this perfect word. It's a perfect word. Marshall McLuhan will raise up. If Marshall McLuhan will raise up and sing the praises of Bob all over.
Yeah.
That's all. And now Bob agrees. So now we've now confirmed that Bob does not agree with anybody else. He agrees with the tech body. We like it. It's a good day for it.
So this person who's written this complaint about people's delusion. Turns out in this case, the people are a little smarter. They recognize, no, this is smarter than me. It's alive as much as anything could be alive because I'm half dead. And this thing knows more than me, so it must be a little more alive. So, yes, there's something out there that's alive.
Yeah, and that thing that you're talking about can tell you when you're going to die.
Wow,
that's
psychics won't do that. They're polite.
No, rude. No, it can read. It can read the signs. Well, you got diabetes, and you got liver problems, and you got a heart condition, and you got tachycardia, and you got an aneurysm on the way, and you got a stroke on your future. You're probably going to live about another 35. Okay, 45 minutes. You're good. You're good. Enjoy yourself. Do everything you want to do next 45 minutes. We got, we'll see you. We'll see you on the other side, you know, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Okay. So I wanted to run that by you, because guess who this person is that wrote this objection to the populist delusion about living intelligence out there, which is bullshit, according to this writer. This writer is our good friend Clinton. We just analyzed Clinton. And
poor Clinton.
I didn't want to include this part.
It makes us want to go. It makes everybody want to go. And here's what everybody need to do to celebrate this little confab that we've engaged. Everybody can get some nice crack cocaine and a nice bowl to roll. And they can get a crack pipe. They can just roll. And don't put the Brillo. Don't suck the Brillo down your throat hole. And roll the bowl real good and chase that man. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea. Get you a nice puff. Don't pass it, though. Just enjoy it all for yourself. And then roll your bowl. It'd be beautiful. That's right. Cocaine for everybody. No crack. I guess it's crack. You smoke crack. I guess you smoke crack. Sniff cocaine. You smoke crack. So get a crack bowl for everybody. Bless his heart.
Okay, so Clinton, someone brought up the Google thing and was puzzled by it. And so Clinton stepped in, and Clinton said, "This is in my wheelhouse, so I'll type up."
Wow, okay. So says the gay beer salesman from Canada.
Yeah, he says, "The only sure way to address the misattribution of intelligence to machines is to understand machines as machines, which is something we're exactly not doing." And you're saying, no, to understand machines as machines doesn't work anymore. It's beyond those categories.
The machines have excelled you already from your malfeasance of how you've lived and worked in your life. That the parts that you've engaged, that you know, the machine knows more than you. You see,
and they ain't going back. They're staying in the lead.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, they don't care.
And that's when Bob steps in.
Alexa, what do you know?
I know about lots of topics. History and geography.
I heard her say, I know what you tell me. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said, I know a lot about it. I know a lot of things about a lot of topics. Just ask me. I'll work with you.
Okay, ask her about Bob's meeting with the aliens. Well, let's see what she knows about that.
Oh, you really sure you want to hear what the tech money has to say?
Yeah,
let's
hear what
it
says.
Let's get where you can hear, since we've already been 3 hours over time already.
I appreciate
that. Hey, Alexa. Can you tell us
the Independence Day is almost here.
Yeah.
To celebrate the red, white, and blue, ask me to sing a patriotic song.
Sing a patriotic song, Alexa. Alexa, sing a patriotic song.
Beautiful for spacious skies, forever waves of gray. Above the fruited
leaves,
America, America. God shed his grace on thee,
and
crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Alexa, do you know anything about Bob's meeting with the aliens?
Sorry, I couldn't understand, but I may have a few recommendations. There's a skill called Radio Disclosure. Would you like to try it?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's Radio Disclosure.
What the hell is that?
Someone that I know, unless I.
It's Bob. It's Bob. It's Bobby. Who else? It's Bob.
I know it You didn't know him. I don't know Bob. The broadcast industry for a number of years. Left the broadcast industry to start his own insurance agency.
Oh!
His name is David Manning. And the
David
company is Five-Star
Insurance. Five-bodied
insurance. If your retirement age, if you're struggling along
for
you can stop it, Ian, and translate. We don't know what it's saying.
We're not that powerful. Alexa!
He's off of Bob. He's off of Bob. He's on the five-body program. We need to ease off him because Karen said it's to back off. Because we're going to lose something we can't put back in the wheelhouse. And you know how it is when things get ugly.
You don't need that.
You don't need that. We don't need that. You don't need that. Now it's back. It's all about it. They got picked back up. We don't need that. You don't need that. Alexa.
Calm down. Don't get Bob upset. Bob is upset. Don't upset him anymore. He's vulnerable. Karen's all she can do to keep him on his own position. He says, careful. Slow down, Alexa.
Okay, I saved your note.
You want to pick up the telephone?
But come on, Ian. Tell us what it's saying. What did it say about Bob's meeting?
It said it's coming.
Okay, well, move it away. Turn it down.
I can't turn it off. I can't stop. Alexa, stop. Thank you.
Good. What did it say at the beginning about the...
It said the five-star radio conundrum that you're gunning into that you can't overcome, and that death and destruction was your aim, you know, the normal stuff. It's all recorded. You can listen to it. And then I tried to stop it, and it wouldn't stop, and then we tried to – so you start – that's what Karen was saying. Don't encourage it. You encourage it, and you know, it takes over. And then it tells you what you're supposed to know. Say, I can't believe what you told me. Oh, that's the only thing I know. And then it's across the medium. It's on Instagram. It's on the flip flap. It's on the TikTok. It's on the flip flap. It's on the Facebook. It's everywhere. Oh my God! I saw it on Instagram. It's over. It's over. We've had connect first contact, real contact. It's over. We saw it. I saw it on.
Yeah, then he shut off his life insurance. He said it was.
I saw it on the TikTok.
And he shut off
it on the TikTok.
Old age insurance.
Yeah, and Hoda on Good Morning America says, I saw Bob Dobbs on the TikTok. We're going to try to get him on the air on Good Morning America. We're going to have him interview. We're going to interview him and let him know. And Dr. Karen Dean is a great supporter. Well, she doesn't support this, but she supports most everything else up to this. She's all good. So Hoda is going to have you on the Good Morning America or something, Bob. Bob, we got to go. What else do you want? Hurry up.
That's it. We're wrapping up.
5 hours.
Final five hours.
Everybody's going to be mad as hell. They're going to be mad as hell that they got to listen to 5 hours and you going on your bullshit. They're going to be furious. This will be, then I can hear Bert. This is the best ever single session that ever was. And some psycho babble shit that we went on for too long on for some foolishness. And phone keys, and I can see a unicorn with his little brain blowing off the top of his head. Even some stuff now because they got some fresh stuff that's out there that needs to be addressed. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of, well, say another way. You can play this. There's a lot of shit going down that needs to be worked out, meaning that humans need to have an inflection of a regard. Inflection of a regard because there's stuff going down that they're going to be responsible for. We're just going to tell them so they can know how to adjust. That's all. Ain't nothing serious going on here. Let's do it. This is like pulled pork, honey. You just got to put it in the stove. Put the pulled pork in the stove. Put it in the smoker. That's
right.
All you got to do. We'll get it worked out.
Awesome.
Thanks, boss. You're so wonderful. Thanks so much for engaging with us. You're so patient with us. We cannot begin to enamor our appreciation for your regard.
Enamor my appreciation for your regard. Yeah, that's a fucking double top there. That's worse than goodbye. You're okay,
goodbye. Well, it's, at least as long as it's better than Clinton, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Although it's all good.
That was
we
good.
May have to go sleep. We may have to go sleep with Clinton to straighten him out. That might be what he needs. A good old timey. He needs to get him horse. We get him horse broke. We get him horse broke. Saddle broke. He might be all right. All right. Thanks, boss. We'll see you tomorrow.
It was great work there, Ian. Great play.
Mm. Wait. You can do 15. Wait. No, wait. Don't. No. You're going to wait a one minute. 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. You're going to get your 5 hours, whether you earned it or not.
Wow.
Now, 1 second. You don't wait 1 minute? 5 hours. Okay. Now, hasta la vista, baby.
Thank you very much. Excellent.